he's saying something big is coming and we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be out on the streets. There's going to have to be martial law.
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
When life's a round table, we dance where we're able. We do routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. When life's a round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off so mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away!
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hear ye! Hear ye! King Shaziz the Terrible! All rise for King Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table!
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. The time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Voice. The world's only flying elephant!
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I seen a horse fly.
Oh, I seen a dragon fly.
I seen a house fly.
See, I seen all that too. I seen a peanut stand and heard a rubber band. I seen a needle that winked its eye. But I be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Boy.
I said when I see an elephant fly, I seen a front porch swing, heard a diamond ring, I seen a polka dot railroad tie, but I be done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a clothes horse, the rab
and
buck,
and they tell me that a man made a vegetable truck.
I didn't see that. I only heard.
Just to be sociable, I'll take your word.
I heard a fireside chat.
I saw a baseball bat.
And I just laughed and I thought I'd die.
But I be done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. Bow, 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 do do.
I guess it's just another one of their...
Look! Hot diggity! You're flying! You're flying!
Why, he flies just like an eagle.
Dirty the airplane.
Well, now I've seen everything. But I'll be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Surprise!
since I was little. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And there's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably.
Wow, awkward morning, I might say. So I've been pushing a few wrong buttons here and there, and daylight savings time here, but daylight savings time not there. And so there's crazy on this side, and there's crazy on that side. And yesterday I did a show that I said, "Are you crazy?" And today we're doing a show is maybe the whole world's crazy. Who knows?
Can it really be crazy? If you think you saw crazy, just wait.
Yeah, we're just getting started. And quite literally over there on People for People Radio, we just quite literally got started because, you know, things are crazy. But anyway, we're there. We're here. And we're over there too, and we're right over there, and I can see us off in the distance. Can you see us anywhere over there, Barbara? Yeah, we're everywhere, like San Juan Fair. Anyway, we were going to start the show off and have a fun show today, but, you know, other things come to light and all kinds of different stuff. By the way, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazoozradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to not one but four separate chat rooms. And if you scroll down underneath the chat down there, you'll see People for People link, where you can click over there and say hi to them folks as well. Whew, that's a whole lot of stuff to say. You know, I might have to play that song one more time since People for People didn't hear it. What do you think?
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, because that was
that'll kind of calm us down over here, because you over there are really calm, but can just wait till we get on.
Yeah. So we're going to play this song real quick. This is one that Stephen Gibbons pointed out to me yesterday when I was asking the question, are you crazy, and all that kind of stuff. And so he pointed this one out, but we tried to lead in with it, but things didn't work out over on the other side. So some of you get to hear it a second time. So
before you get the song on, tell the people over there. Well, I'm telling the people over there because I guess they can hear me. When we say over there, we mean over there.
Yeah.
Over across. We're here on Turtle Island. You guys are over there on, what is that island anyway?
Cross the water.
Cross the great water. So you better tell your people. So we'll tell your peeps over there, get on and listen to this show today, because we got some stuff here that just popped up. And so anyway,
All right.
let's go.
All right, here you go. Hey, stay tuned there. We're going to go crazy a bit.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, take your dance shoes off, have a sit down, and let me set the stage. See, we were down the rabbit hole, and Barbara and I come running up out of the rabbit hole from two separate directions, and I was in the mood to be crazy, and she was in the mood to be serious, and so we said we're at the meet in the middle somewhere, and here we are today. We're on the People for People Radio and Shaziz Radio and all the other affiliated networks, and I think my eyeball just popped out from trying to talk too fast and breathe. So, in the process of all that, we lost our minds. They're down the rabbit hole. Can somebody go back down in there? Because I ain't going back in, are you?
Well, I know it's down there in a nice little package with a red bow, so anybody wants to take the opportunity, go down there and help us out. Yeah. I don't know. Make sure you got a long line attached to your waist for somebody up on top.
Yeah, and take a flashlight because the power grid down there reeks.
Anyway. I just want to also say, remember the words, this is March Madness? I think they set this up, this whole mess, to be happening now, during March Madness.
Well, and that explains a lot of things going on YouTube as well. While you're down there, folks, don't forget, look for the brains with the red bows on them. Those are ours.
Those are our brains.
Throw them in a bag and run up here, a backpack or something like that. Maybe you want to put them in a backpack so they can have their hands free or something like that.
We came up top with our eyes twirl. You know how those cartoons where their eyes are going around in circles? That's us.
Yeah. So anyway, out there on YouTube, there's this like apocalypse going on where they're blasting every alternative media and conservative type of alternative medias. They're shutting down
Twitters.
Their channels and Twitters
yep.
and all that. And so while I'm sitting here thinking about this whole mess, if you actually look back to what was occurring prior to this big old apocalypse or whatever going on YouTube, and don't get me wrong, folks, there are people who are fighting back. They're getting attorneys, and some of them's getting their channels back, but nonetheless, they're still going down on a regular basis. They got this AI that's running out there, and it picks up stuff. Plus, they got the Southern Poverty Law Center volunteering to go and flag videos for, you know, supposed hate speech or inappropriate content or whatever. And
well, inappropriate to the cabal or the elite, right?
Yeah.
So if you're exposing them, they're going to take you down because they've got certain tag words that the artificial intelligence just slams you and removes your posts.
Yeah, anything against the mainstream narrative, that's what you get. You'll get, and there's actually been people that went out there and redid the videos that got flagged and made it so that there was every word that they said in there was, you know, a clean word, so to speak, and it was not trying to sound any kind of bullying or anything like that, so that they could test whether or not this AI would pick it up and flag it again, or if an actual person. Well, some of them got theirs flagged again, and one guy put a video up of him just playing with his puppy, and his puppy got flagged.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really against the cabal, playing with your puppy.
I think that's taking censorship a bit too far there, you know? That's worthy of a revolution, flagging a puppy like that. But no, you know, it's halfway crazy, it's halfway serious, and which direction you want to go, and I think that's the whole plan all along, to throw out all these different things going on. Like, you know, I know a dude that believes in Bigfoot, right? But he don't believe in aliens. Of course, I know another dude who believes in aliens, but he don't believe in Bigfoot.
He needs help. They need help.
Yeah, and I know people that believe the Earth is flat, and I know people that believe the Earth is round, and I know people that believe the Earth is concave, and I know that people believe we went to the moon, and I know there's people that believe we didn't go to the moon.
I know there's people that don't think they're on this earth right now.
Some people think that this is all like a hologram.
A sci-fi. I think they're right.
Yeah. Whatever the case may be, the rabbit hole seems to be like, I don't think the rabbit hole's in the rabbit hole anymore, if that makes any sense.
I think it's all a rabbit hole.
Yeah, the whole planet become a rabbit hole.
There's a bunch of rabbits down here with us.
So we got crazies running around, we got zombies, we got aliens, we got witches and warlocks and
popes. The Pope waiting for the aliens.
Yeah, he's gonna baptize them.
Now that's crazy.
He said he's going to baptize them if aliens show up.
Yeah, that's right. Really? This is the Pope, folks.
What if aliens are allergic to water or something like that, and he tries to stick them in there, and, you know, he might start an international or interplanetary. Yeah, war or something. Incident. That's the word they use.
Well, wait. They're already talking about an interplanetary war, so forget that. That's already happening.
Oh, well, maybe they already heard that the Pope was going to baptize them when they got there.
They probably did. You know, she says, I said, are you going to be on today? Posted in Skype. You said, yes, I want to have some fun, going to try to have some fun today. And I said, uh-oh, well, there's some real serious stuff. Patty just put 2 o'clock in the morning, she just posted this piece, and I got up late, and I go on kind of bleary-eyed, and I'm looking at this, and she's, okay, sis, this may be serious. Get everything right with your tribe. And that means make sure you're all safe, you all got your prep, you all have everything, and you're strong and whatever, right? And I go, oh, crap, you know. So I get on and say to you, uh-oh, serious things are happening out there. So I don't know if I can be so funny today, but we're doing a good job,
well,
I think.
I think we'll be all right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read those two deals because the interaction between us this morning was priceless. Because you said, where's it at, doggone it? It's in there somewhere.
Well, that's pretty crazy. They probably took it out.
Yeah, we've been censored already. Okay, here it goes. I showed up. I saw you go green on there. It said, you having a show today? And I said, yep, 8 minutes or less. And you said, okay. And I said, going to attempt to have some fun with the show today and see how it goes. And then you said, well, some serious things are in the wind, sorry to say. Yikes. And I said, well, in that case, maybe we won't be having some fun with it. What's up? And then you tell me the message about Q and read the outpouring of setup of protest and martial law might be serious. This day is beginning, supposedly, in the next several days. So, you know, that's something, red alert going on, and everybody needs to keep their eyeballs out, you know?
Yeah,
keep them, hey, who's
keep your head on straight. Don't get sucked in. This is what some of the things I was trying to read. Patty was up, obviously, 2 a.m. in the morning, and I just got up, so she heard this whole post, and I'm trying to read it while I'm talking to you, and get ahead of the game here so I can share what's going on with the people. And one thing, yeah, I'm going to read this in a few minutes, but you keep going and we'll get to this because we've been looking at QAnon's board and the warnings it's been given us. It's a good thing, but I'm on the fence with a lot of this anyway because supposedly there's going to be... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Supposedly, there's going to be... They've been setting us up all along, incrementally leading us to this point in time. We've known that something big is going to happen. They want martial law. They want our guns. So we know this. Now, supposedly, this new post that just came in is about this moment in time. So we'll get to this. There's a lot of headlines here. March 11th is game on. Red October. QAnon says March Madness. QAnon, latest new post for God and country and world. Breaking March Q drop, ready for the red pill. Something big is going live in 24 hours. This was just the other day. So much to talk about. Another Q post. Red alert. The chaos continues as banks begin to crash. And this is all March. Okay. Red alert. Fasten your seatbelts. These are all videos. I'm not going to go into them. I'm going to lead you into what the post actually says from Q. we interrupt this program, my fellow Americans. So, POTUS, the President of the United States, is going to put out a, what do they call it when they cut in onto your radio shows, TV shows,
emergency announcement or something? Emergency broadcast.
So that may happen tonight, it may happen tomorrow. It may never happen. I don't know. I'm just telling you, we just want to share what's going on here. But this is not just about the United States. It's about the EU. It's about Asia. It's about the Middle East, which we've seen many arrests after Trump was there. We've been watching this, that there have been many arrests of, I guess you'd call it like the dirty princes over there who've been doing the, you know, cabal elite stuff, and they've been being arrested and holed up in some big hotel and threatened and all that stuff by the Saudi, the new Saudi prince. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, it's just where do you start, you know?
I'm going to start right here if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is the most recent, this is what Patty Walking Turtle popped in at 2 a.m. in the morning over here, and she wrote, "This may be it, sis. Make sure you're right with your tribe," which means the people that are aware and awake here. Pay attention, get all of your stuff together, make sure you have your equipments, your waters, your everything, because there's going to be a takedown. And this is being set up, apparently, by POTUS, by the military that is aligned with POTUS, okay? Now, is that the Marines?
Should be.
Yeah. So, the Marines. Okay, so, here we go. This is anonymous, Q Clearance Patriot. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. Now, this is what QAnon has been pushing, that don't be afraid, this is for God and country, like it says, we're going to take back our land of the free. And so I've been looking at that, and I'm sitting on the fence post here because I'm thinking, okay, we've seen these 1,700 or plus in sealed indictments, but nothing's been happening. We have seen Republicans dropping out like dead flies out of the system, saying, well, I'm not going to run anymore. We've been seeing Hillary Clinton with a boot, like she said she broke her ankle, or then she said she broke her toe. Now, that's been months. We've seen John McCain with a boot. Now, Patty popped a post into me the other day, 2 days ago. McCain, two pictures of McCain, his boots on his left, and then the next picture, his boots on his right. And we've surmised through investigations that these boots are covering up ankle bracelets, you know, not the pretty kind with hearts on it, but actually tracking devices, okay?
Yeah, like house arrest kind of thing. That makes sense.
That, and so a lot of the big wigs have had their assets frozen. That's a fact. So these people, so there's stuff going on that the mainstream media will not tell you. So this anonymous says, my fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, okay, now pay attention, the next several days, okay, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country from the evil tyrants. Now, the evil tyrants, who are these evil tyrants? So we've talked about the elite, we've talked about the cabal, we've talked about the Luciferians, we've seen the big thing happening, the sweep with pedophilia, Pizzagate.
The deep state, right?
Yeah. And we've seen the CIA embedded in North Korea. What just happened in North Korea? Well, surprise, surprise, North Korea and South Korea are now going to sit down to the table together, and they have, let me see, how did I read this the other day? They've lost or been disconnected from the CIA, who had been giving them tons of money, okay, to do what they darn well please with their, you know, explosive devices over there, and now they all went silent, and now they're going to all be goody-goody guys, and guess what? POTUS and Kim Jong-un, it was said, he popped this out the other day. I'm going to go meet with Kim Jong-un. Okay, well, guess what? Apparently, the post I read last night, Q said he's already done it, and North Korea is silent because they lost their they lost their bank. In other words, they lost the money from the CIA because that's going down. This is so huge, okay? This is like a big octopus here with a lot of tentacles. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And I smell a rat, too, man, because here we just mentioned earlier about the YouTube apocalypse, so to speak, where they're busting all these channels and basically deleting every alternative to the mainstream narrative. So if this particular situation is fixing to occur, they have to control the narrative.
Well, so here's the thing what I'm starting to see, okay, because Q talks about this. Apparently, he talks about the takedown, the Twitter takedown, the YouTube takedown, and all that. And apparently, he said they've solved some of that, and they've reinstated some of them. Okay, so who's taking down this? It's who's taking this, who's attacking us in this cyber world? It's the deep state.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on. Okay, on POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11-3. Now, Q has always said, nearer everything I say. So it says to occur 11-3. Well, guess what? That's today. That's March 11th, folks.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he says, upon the arrest, announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable on 11-4, so that's supposed to happen tomorrow, 4-11, confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Pay attention. There will be public riots. So, public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. So, now, we've said all along, Patty and I said all along, I'm sure others too, that they want us in the streets. And I keep saying, don't get on the bus, don't get on the ship, don't get on the train. Because when people get out into the streets, okay, to protest. They're protesting POTUS. They're protesting gun control. They want the guns. They're protesting this. They're protesting that. That's happening. It's going to happen. And they want you out on the street because they want to be able to bring martial law. Now, Q is identifying this and basically saying, keep your children indoors, even if you have to chain them. Because recently we had the Florida shooter episode where 17 young people, lives were taken, and this was a red flag event, and we surely have proved this over and over again, but that was purposeful, red flag event, because guess who got on is this FBI kid who's sitting there telling all kinds of lies about the guns and his time there at the school. He wasn't even at the school. All these things have been showing us that was a red flag event. And I said, yeah, you know what? When your kids are killed by some other kid who's walking in there with an AK-47, if that's what it was.
Well, I got something to add to that real quick.
Yeah.
When they showed this kid getting arrested, he wasn't dressed in no black military
style
guards.
However, he wasn't.
There was a teacher that they showed on an interview out there that explained she thought it was the cops were there because she seen this guy in black military with the bulletproof vest and shooting down the hallway. And so, how did this kid? First off,
he had a red sweatshirt on or a red t-shirt.
They said he took an Uber cab to the school.
Yeah.
And, of course, that Uber cab would have had to see the guy, get out with all this stuff, and then he goes in and does his deal and, all that kind of stuff. But, meanwhile, they talked about how those sheriff's deputies were out there and never went inside the building.
And, yeah, they told them to stand down.
Yeah, and the teacher's saying that there was a guy dressed in black in there. So the story from the mainstream stinks, and the alternative views of it have been getting shut off of YouTube. Those are the channels that are...
That's right.
Yeah.
Being attacked. Well, so from the get-go, the red flags were flying on this deal, and the more mainstream media and the more people did research, on this, you know, the conspiracy realist. The more research we did on this, we saw this is a setup. The FBI dropped the ball on this kid Cruz. They got the warning that he threatened on a Facebook channel that he was going to be a shooter. He was going to shoot up a school. So all this stuff was right out in the open. The FBI dropped it. And then this happened, and I said, you know what, when you take out kids like this, and they've done it before, but people, it wasn't ready yet, it wasn't time yet, so they've had all this other stuff happening to set us up for people to finally get into the streets, the young people to finally get into the streets, because that's a setup. Get all the kids riled up, because they're going to stand up and get gun control, because the adults haven't done it. And they're really angry now, and that's all a setup. That's all being led by the deep state, by Soros, hiring actors. And by the way, I came up with that one link, last week that said, March, something big was coming down, and they were looking for actors, crisis actors. This is gonna be on the 18th. I think it's March 18th, so pay attention. We're here on the 11th. So March 18th, just be alert, and the rest of this month. So we found the crisis actors, call. So, for March 18th, in Texas. I don't know if it's going to happen in Texas, either Dallas or one of the other places, big cities. So, okay, so we're looking at all this stuff, and all this is hurting everybody, hurting everyone, hurting us all into this corral. For the martial law to unfold. Now, let me just continue here. Okay, so the arrest of Mr. Podesta is going to happen, supposedly. It says actionable 4/11. Confirmation. This will be confirmation to the public, to us, okay, of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted, meaning public riots are being organized. You know who that is, Soros. In serious numbers, okay, this is going to be a big one, in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. Now, on POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. This makes me nervous because the word temporary military control they threw in here. And I've been saying they want martial law, period, and now they're saying a state of temporary military control will be actioned on POTUS's orders. I don't trust that temporary stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It makes me very nervous.
Every time they say something's temporary, it usually ends up being permanent.
Well, don't you know? I mean, look at your history. Yeah, temporarily, yeah, we're going to take your guns and everything is going to be fine, people.
Well,
you know,
here's
and then,
the problem that I see going on with that. First off, if it becomes temporary, that's what they say. If he comes out and says a message like that, if he actually says that there's going to be a temporary military control until we get things sorted out, well, the kids are going to still go out and riot. But also, all the homegrown militias and all the preppers communities,
the preppers,
and all the
right.
different deals, they're probably more than likely going to get prepared for a showdown as well. And so,
oh yeah, they are.
You're gonna be seeing some crazy stuff if that's where
that's exactly
that's where they
right.
go.
That's what they want. They want the crazy stuff because they want our guns.
Well, they've already got
I
the police dressed for it. You know?
I feel it's not going to be our, it's going to be the, what do they call those people, the military, mercenaries.
Yeah.
This is going to be mercenaries, folks. Mercenaries, okay? Mercenaries.
Yeah,
they don't know you. They're not your town police. They're not your city police. They're mercenaries.
Yeah, because
this
of posse comitatus. They're not supposed to use our own military against us outside of protection during a situation like martial law. However, if they're mercenaries from other countries, they don't play by the same rules as we do.
That's exactly right. They're not your, you know, your down the street family cop. You know,
yeah.
or your neighbor's son who is in the military. These are mercenaries, mercenaries. That's an odd word, isn't it?
Mercenaries.
I don't know.
Hired guns. Yeah, that's what they are.
So I want to bring up this other piece. Last week, I think it was last week, President Trump said, he came out and blurted this out. He said about the Florida shooting, they should have taken the guns and done due process after.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard him say that.
He said, we'll
take the guns and due process after. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. That ain't what he said in the whole election deal. He's saying they're not going to allow nobody to take the guns. But now he's talking about we'll take the guns first and then due process. I'm like, no, that ain't going to go down very well at all.
So he said that, and my red flags went flying. I said, uh-oh. I don't know, a few days later, guess what? I don't know where it was, in Missouri. I'm not positive on that, but this guy, where they have a right to carry, okay? I don't know if it's Missouri, but they have a right to carry. Okay, that means you can carry a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your right to carry. That's our Constitution. In that particular state, those people said, okay, we have a right to carry. And people can walk around with a holster, gun in their whatever, on them. So this guy, I don't know his name, who has a right to carry, apparently people, his neighbors, oh, this is the other thing Trump said. He said if you see somebody that seems like they're crazy, report them.
Yeah. Say something. That sounds kind of communist to me.
They've had billboards, by the way, see something, say something, all over this country. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I've been seeing some weird stuff for a long time. Even at one point, I don't know if Walmart stopped doing it or whatever, but they actually had some doggone TVs out there that had, like, messages from the Homeland Security with the see something, say something message and stuff on there. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. So now you have also, who was it? It was several companies have put it out that they will no longer sell certain guns. Okay, that came after Florida shooting. Across the board, about four or five companies, big companies, put that notice out. So anyway, getting back to what happened after POTUS said, take the guns first and then due process. So in that place, I'm going to say Missouri because that's what pops into my head, but they have a right to carry. This guy, I don't know who he is, not much information on him, but some people said he made them nervous and he was kind of looking crazy. He was in the mall walking around or in his neighborhood. There he is with his right to carry arm on him. And people called the police and said, he's scaring us. Well, guess what? They went in there in riot gear into his house, busted in his house, arrested him, handcuffed him, carried him off, and took all of his guns. Ta-da!
Yeah, and that's the whole thing right there. You know, that's something that people ain't gonna recognize. Because this ain't gonna happen. Like, it's not gonna be this massive where they go out every one day they just line up all these law enforcement guys and go house to house and taking guns. It's not gonna happen like that. It's gonna be incrementally. They're gonna be taking.
Well, I want to tell you that it did happen in Boston after the bomb thing in Boston, which was another red flag. They did that. They locked down the whole neighborhood, the whole city. Okay, it was martial law, temporary martial law.
Well, they did that in Katrina, too. But what I meant by that was, like, one neighborhood at a time kind of thing.
That's right.
They don't have the manpower to go every single house and search to see if you got guns in one day, you know. But if they were going to do this, they would first start off by, you know, passing some sort of legislation saying that we're banning guns, you know, and you have to turn them in by a certain date or you're going to be a felon or whatever, you know, and then start incrementally going around and, because that's the reason why I never went and applied for a concealed carry permit. First off, I don't need a concealed carry permit, but for the most part is, that puts you on the list. All right, you got now. They know there's this many people who have these licenses that are concealed carry holders. So they know those guys got guns. Then when you go to the store and you buy one on, Walmart, Kmart, anywhere where you go to buy a store where they have to do a background check for whatever type of rifle or gun you're going to be buying or whatever, and you pay with your credit card or you have to put that letter up to the sheriff's department to say that you're okay to sell a gun to, well, now you're on the list. You see what I mean?
Yeah. And they know all the preppers too. They've got everybody's. They got everybody tagged.
Yeah.
They know the preppers. They know these people who are holed up somewhere, whatever. The preppers. They know all these people through YouTube connections, through emails, through Twitters, through all even Skype. So they're well aware of who is who has guns. All right.
Yeah. And Facebook is like the holy grail of free information for all the alphabet soup agencies, because people just put everything over. Hey, look, I went hunting. You know, I got a gun.
Exactly. Or do your prep, and this is what you do to prep. This is what you need to go. They put up maps of where a safe area is. They put up all this stuff on YouTube. So they've been tracking all this stuff. You better be sure.
And if anybody has an alternative view from the mainstream narrative, they're known as well, because like blatantly obvious how YouTube and the Southern Poverty Law Center are about to run around flagging people and basically shutting their channels down that have an alternative view. And I listen to some of these videos because some folks re-uploaded them or mirrored them. That they weren't out there bullying people. They were just giving their opinion, which according to what the First Amendment's supposed to be all about, freedom of speech, you should be able to have a dissenting view on it. Well, here's if you go check out YouTube's About page, they'll talk about how they want everybody to have a voice and free speech and all this kind of stuff, and then they do totally the contrary. One of the reasons why they do totally the contrary is financial, because during that ad, they call it the adpocalypse, a whole bunch of liberal people got these main advertisers on YouTube to pull their advertisements, which hit them in the wallet, and so now they got to kind of try to work between the advertisers and work between the YouTube people to get them to censor themselves so that they can get their advertisers to come back, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
Well, it does, and let me continue here. Okay, so on POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. That'll scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, start when black helicopters start flying down in your neighborhood. You know, I was driving home just the other day after dropping my granddaughter off at school, and it almost looked like this doggone plane was going to crash, but it looked like one of them military jump jets that, the big old ones that they use to haul cargo. Man,
yeah.
I swear that turkey couldn't have been more than a couple hundred feet at the most above the ground, and he was flying low all the way around. I watched it for quite some time as I was going down the highway. I could see him off in the distance, and at first, it looked like he was so low that he was looking for a place to land or crash or something like that. But I've been seeing a lot of military activity. I live outside the base. I'm not too far about.
Yeah.
At least about
right.
40 minutes
we
away.
We see the same thing here, and I want to continue with. I want to get through this because then we can discuss the rest of the stuff. Because,
yeah.
Okay, let me finish here, because special ops will be carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition, and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of the country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will be unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. And now this is the deep state, the Democrats, the CIA, and the deep state, and the Democratic mess of Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Bushes and all the way. So there you go. Now let me continue. The atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided. Well, they've done a good job, haven't they, to divide us?
Yep.
And it's going to get worse, because what's going to be happening is going to really spin people so seriously, yes, that they will be acting crazy, they will be insane, they will be in the streets, they'll be fighting each other, and so on, and that's what they want. Okay, so now you have, many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast, and I'm going to add mainstream media, and then it goes on to say, underlined, we will be initiating the emergency broadcasting system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens, right? I'm getting down to the bottom here, and I have to just move a little forward here. This is a difficult thing to do because I'm trying to get the information here, and I'm, while I'm reading it to you, so I'm moving ahead, and I'm hoping I can do this. Hold on. This isn't working. Hold on, folks. This is so important here, and I want to be able to, here we go. Okay. Shoot. I moved too far ahead, folks. Here we go. Okay. Now, we will be initiating the emergency broadcast system, so we have to pay attention. That, he just said POTUS will be on with an emergency broadcasting, a broadcast. And this is in an effort to provide a direct message which would be avoiding the fake news. In other words, the mainstream media, okay, so they're going to take over all systems with this emergency broadcast, okay, in order to avoid the fake news. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Okay, now you have certain laws have been pre-lifted. What are those laws?
Posse Comitatus.
Yeah, to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Okay? So, this is where we are, in a big mess coming. This is quite serious. And he says, think about it logically. The only way is the military. This is an anonymous and anon. And by the way, they have attacked, the deep state has attacked this, anon QAnon boards, and they've had to move, periodically so that they can get the messages out. Because they don't want us to know. Now, the only way is the military, this Anon says. This is not Q. Fully controlled, save and spread. Once 311 verifies as the first marker, the biggest advanced drop on poll. These crumbs are not meant to scare anyone, but merely inform. Resistance will be dealt with swiftly. The core focus is removing entrenched and fortified bad actors within our federal government, past and present, as well as others. Simply be diligent. Phone numbers will be provided if you witness an uprising or other domestic violence in addition to a 9/11. Now, this, this again, if you are if you are an angry person and you want to protest with a little sign, okay, they're calling this uprising. Now then, they're saying there's going to be phone numbers will be provided. So any military scene is for your protection. That makes me real nervous. Okay, because again, I think these are going to be mercenaries. But they're saying, like Q said, this one alerted me. Now Q's supposed to be right close to the president. And they're planning this big takedown of the dirty whatever, it's not Dirty Dozen anymore, okay, of the elite, the cabal, the deep state. Okay, this is Q and POTUS are connected in this way, and this is where they've been leading us. Now, when they say, he said, Q said, when you see the military in the street, don't go out of your house, they're there to protect you. Okay, and this Anon says, any military scene is for your protection as well as to demonstrate our resolve. Watch for confirmations tomorrow. Well, maybe that was Q. So it makes me nervous when they say, you know, the military is there for our protection, when the mercenaries are going to be there out in the streets taking people who are protesting, who are standing up against what they believe is the wrong guy, which is Trump. And I'm not saying he's not the wrong guy, but he's being presented as going to clean up all the dirt. He's cleaning up all the dirt. He's taken down the deep state. He's taken down the dirty dozens here, or thousands, whatever, in not only here in Turtle Island, but Saudi Arabia, the UK, Asia, they mentioned. I'm not saying he's the good guy. I'm not saying he's the bad guy. What's making me nervous is they're cleaning out the whole system here, our government. They're cleaning it out. My question is, what are they going to put in its place, and who is going to be leading this? Because I know that Trump is a puppet. Trump is not the one, okay? He's not the only one. So, let me go on here. My signatures all reference upcoming events about to drop if this hasn't been caught on. He says things like Snow White, Godfather 3, Q. Now these are all codes, Snow White, Godfather 3, and 10 Days of Darkness. Okay, February 24th to March 3rd. Are you ready? That's today, March 3rd. Excuse me, when this post came out from Q. 10 Days of Darkness means that the boards, the Anon boards, have not heard from Q or POTUS until March 3rd. The 10 days of darkness we've gone through. Now they're setting this up. Let's see what goes on. Here we go. 10 days, darkness, scare tactics, mainstream media. We know that's what they're doing. They're going to do it. D's, falling. The Democrats are falling. R's, walk away, and or removed, the Republicans. And we've been seeing that. The R's, who are on the wrong side of the track here, have walked away and said, well, I'm not going to run anymore, I'm retiring, or they have been actually removed. Saudi Arabia, United States, Asia, and EU. This is all involving these countries. Disinformation is real. Distractions are necessary. Focus was the United States today while real happening in Saudi Arabia under same context. In other words, military control, martial law, missile strike, and so on. Necessary. POTUS, Twitter attack, see above. And he was, his Twitter was attacked. Excuse me. Important. Why is this relevant? What was the last tweet by POTUS prior to Saudi Arabia? Why is this relevant? Saudi Arabia 1, United States 2, Asia 3, and EU 4. Meaning Saudi Arabia already took down the dirty guys. We saw that. Now it's going to happen. Had been happening here in the U.S. The Democrats are falling. The Republicans are walking away or removed. There have been sealed indictments. Hillary's wearing a boot. McCain's wearing a boot. Then Asia is going to be number 3. And then EU is going to be number 4. Okay? And where... Let me see if I can get this. Where is POTUS? The question. This is, where is POTUS? Bear with me here, folks. Okay. Where is POTUS? Why is this relevant? Military operations. Operators in the U.S. Snow White again. The Great Awakening. Godfather 3. And this was the post that Q left. Owls. Here's the next one. Q. Owls. Light will overcome darkness. Light will expose darkness.
The Godfather Light. 3 reference, does that have to anything to do with I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse?
I think so.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It says light will reveal darkness. Light will defeat darkness. Q. And this is what they've been saying over and over again. Do not fear. Light will overcome darkness. Light will expose darkness. Light will reveal darkness. Light will defeat darkness. And then Q says, read slowly and carefully. Will become critically important in coming weeks. Continue to track those who are resigning across all platforms. And they have been in here, in this country. They've been resigning left and right. Okay. Where there was once darkness, there will now be light. Okay. Here we go. Here's a... He put up a link. Q put up a link that said, White House Government President Actions Executive Order Blocking Property and Persons Involved Serious Human Rights Abuse and Corruption. And that's been going on, all right? That has been happening. Key, military intelligence versus FBI, CIA, NSA. No approval or congressional oversight. State secrets upheld under SC. Now, I don't know what SC is. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military? Question. Right? Under what article can the president impose military takeover? Investigations for the three-letter agencies, meaning FBI, CIA, and NSA. So what, under what article? I don't know what article, but it exists, right? What conditions must present itself for him to do this? Why is this so very important? Capital V, V-E-R-Y, very. Who surrounds POTUS? Question mark. They lost this very important power. Now, recently, you know who that was? If I'm right, it was his son-in-law lost his what do they call it? When you have privileges in the government,
it's security clearance.
He lost his security clearance. Did you know that? So this is the question: who surrounds POTUS? They lost this very important power, the one area of the government not corrupt and directly serving POTUS. Okay, there is that. There is one area. I don't know who it is.
Well, the only one that I know that's always around him would be the Secret Service.
So. Well, yeah, but I don't know. Hold on. Let me just get past this here. I'm gonna go on. I hope you're getting some of this here. Oh shoot! I just knocked myself out here. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I just, you know, I'm trying to get this. This is a video here, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pull it up so I can read it while, and it's not easy to do. Okay, here I go. Hold on. Okay, please refer back and collect my crumbs, which is Q. He leaves. See, this is the other thing. He'd been dropping crumbs, like leading these QAnon, these Anons on this board, who are a specific group of people. A majority of them have, what they call, I guess, Asperger's, and so they have high IQs, and they can solve puzzles, and apparently, Q has latched on to them because they can solve puzzles. But all this information has for now over a year. Soon as POTUS came in, Trump came to president, this has been set up. Now you have a bunch of people like this following these crumbs through a dark forest. He's been giving them crumbs, like codes and crumbs. And he says, please refer back and collect my crumbs. As discussed, we've anticipated the Twitter and other social media blackouts, and yes, that is happening. Rogue agents, programmers. Per sealed federal orders, we quickly tracked and reinstated these. Okay, so what he's talking about here is there was this anticipation of the Twitter and other social media blackouts, and he says these were done by rogue agents and programmers. And then he says, per sealed federal orders, they quickly tracked and reinstated these. So expect outages periodically, but they will be infiltrated. If this doesn't signal what I've been saying, I don't know what will. Okay? So do you have any additions that you want to say before I go do a recount here?
Well, I'm just sitting here watching the movie play out in front of my head. This reminds me of the Jericho series and craziness that was going on there. But with the twist is this time around, before the actual movie started, somebody stepped in there and nipped it in the bud with old North Korea, see? So now, as North Korea was over there making all kinds of racket about, nuking the U.S. and all that kind of stuff, and then suddenly you got this deal here where, they've been intervened and basically nipped in the bud, so to speak, before it ever even occurred. So maybe, you know how they always say that they put movies and videos out to put information out in front of you right before they're fixing to do something to you? Well, maybe this deal that's going on here on the side here was a counteraction to what that video series was basically trying to warn people of. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and right now I can't get on people to people, but after I do, I'm able to. I'm going to put this whole video up for you guys. It's called It Begins. Red alert, red alert, the time is now. I will put that into the chat so you all can listen to this and kind of review what I'm talking about now, right? So the question, what should you do now? Pray, share, and celebrate. Great patriots, in caps, are doing all the work for you. And now it goes on. Let me see if I can pull up the rest of this here on the bottom. Again, it says, to those watching, you know who you are, in parentheses. You have a choice to make. You can stand up and do what you know to be right, or you can suffer the consequences of your previous actions. Make no mistake. You are on the losing side. Okay. The choice is yours. If you decide to take down POL and the net, we will be ready. Okay. So that's, he's there. This message is basically, to those who are watching, you know who you are the deep state. Okay. And this is basically, they're saying if you decide to take down, what's POL?
I have no idea. Might have to Google it.
Well, it says, if you take down POL and the net, we will be ready, okay? And then they have Alice in Wonderland, which to me is going down the rabbit hole, right? That's what that means. Fellow patriots, this is Q. Fellow patriots, I'm being advised actions have created accelerated counteractions.
POL is politically incorrect, is 4chan's board.
Yeah, okay. That's okay, so they're warning them, if you take down 4chan's board and the web, they will basically won't allow it. Okay. So fellow patriots, I'm being advised actions have created accelerated counteractions. We have not yet ascertained the scope of the attack. Watch the news outlets. POTUS's Twitter takedown was not by accident, as referenced several hours ago. And we knew that. I mean, I knew that. Didn't you, when they took down POTUS, President's Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so should the lights go out, please know we are in control and do not panic. We are prepared and assets are in place. God bless. I must go. For good at this point. So that means Q is saying, I must go for good at this point. Now, here's my thing before I was saying he's passing, putting crumbs down in a dark forest for these people on the QAnon boards to discover all what this means, and they're doing research, and Q keeps prompting them, saying, you need to get this out to the people. All this is in code for a reason, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm saying, look, if you have the answer, if you know what's going on, just tell us. So, you know, they're leading a bunch of people down into the deep forest with a bunch of crumbs, information, and and codes and so on. But I guess that's what you do, you know, in the military. You know, it's all in code, right?
Well, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking about something, too, while we're talking about that, is that if you want to get something, like, on a machine going, you push the right button and these gears will start to turn. And I'm just kind of wondering whether or not all along, while he's putting this information out to other people, and while you're hearing Trump say certain things on the... when I heard him talking about go, you know, gather up the guns in due process second, I'm like, that just didn't sound right. Something was all screwy about that. But he knew if he said that on mainstream media, they would surely put that on news. All right, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's some part of their agenda. They want that to go on the news. All right.
Yeah, he said it on the news.
Yeah, he did. He said it, but. What I wonder is, if he didn't say that to get certain other entities and attention from all the gun owners of the United States to, you know, basically get those gears turning. Does that make any sense what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, he also said that the president of China is now president for life, and that America ought to think about doing the same.
Yeah,
well, this is what the things you see. There's some things. Here's what I'm understanding about what Q is posting. There are things that Trump has said that seem to appear to lead people in certain places. Okay?
Yeah, pushing those buttons. That's basically
pushing those buttons, but also to put the deep state, to give the message to the deep state. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's going to happen. Okay, he's saying these things to lead the deep state, to keep them on his track. Okay, you got to look at that. That may be the possibility, because that's what Q said. Now, I'm not saying I believe in that, because it very well could mean that Trump is, that this is planning, but it's not Trump, you see. Remember this, it's not Trump, it's who's controlling him. Who is it that's controlling him? As this, right now at this point, we don't know, but I'm kind of leery about this being a good thing, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm in the middle of here. I'm on the fence. So what I'm saying is all along here, Trump has said certain things. He knew everything. He hit it right on the money about the corrupt government when he was running for president.
Yeah.
He knew it. He said it, and he's right. Now he's in the process of taking them down, okay?
Thing is, Mike, on the opposite side of the fence there, if indeed they want people in the streets protesting and stuff like that, he pushed the right button when he said that, because when those words came up out of his mouth, I guarantee you, the NRA and everybody and his brother, gun owner, heard that. And so if that was an intentional jab to get the people to get riled up for a good purpose, I could understand that. But if he wanted to literally get everybody riled up to quite literally take to the streets, bearing arms,
yeah,
that was the button to push. And that's what...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here we are. We got two options here. Okay? Two directions that you could take what he's saying and what's being prevented here.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm in the middle, folks, because I'm saying, okay, it could be truth or it could be a lead people. Now, when you want people, when you want all the dirt out of your country, which he's saying he's doing, he wants it out of the government, so he's setting them up, he's leading them, and they're all, there's sealed indictments are showing this. When he wants the people, the citizens, when he wants to find out who are these citizens, because back the post that I had just read, which I can't go back to right now, is saying, you know who you are. If you're not on the right side, you better watch out. I'm paraphrasing, but if you, the ordinary citizen, are not on the right side, okay, you're going to be in trouble. And I think this is why they want people to go ballistic out in the streets and do whatever they want to do, because they'll know then who are these citizens that are against, you know, POTUS's plan.
Yeah.
But it's not POTUS's plan. It's the plan that's ruling Trump. So we can't keep saying Trump is this and Trump is that, because Trump is a puppet. He's playing this game. okay? But I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. It's not Trump. It could be positive or it could be negative. I am in the middle because I have a lot of questions about this whole thing that's going down. We have to be in the middle. We can't jump either one side or the other and say, oh, that's it. It's POTUS, or, oh, that's it. They're going to, you know, put in military law. It's not going to be temporary, martial law. I don't know. I'm just suspicious, and I'm questioning everything. And it says here, anonymous ID so-and-so says, amazing how things make sense once you are asked a question. That's the entire point of this operation. It's up to you all to collect, archive safely, and distribute in a graphic that is in order and with the crumb dumbs. It will all make sense. Once it does, we look to you to spread and get the word out. Timestamps will help you validate authenticity. So, and they do have timestamps. And POTUS, from the time he became president, QAnon has been saying things on the posts, and bloop, in a minute or 5 minutes later, these timestamps show that they are in, they are connected, QAnon and Trump, and that will help you validate the authenticity. Your president needs your help. He wants full transparency for the great people of this country. Everything stated is for a reason. God bless patriots.
Yep. Well, like I've said many times before, I take words quite literally, and so, you know, if you're playing chess, you understand the rules of chess, you can outmaneuver people by putting your pawns out in front, you know, and they'll try to go in and get that, and you already have a plan to come in and sideswipe them. That's how chess works. And so I have to ask the question, is Trump playing chess with these people and, you know, basically deliberately saying things that's going to keep them believing that they got the advantage right now?
You mean the deep state?
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's say Trump's playing chess with the deep state. Is he saying certain key things that will keep them to believing that everything's all good? So while they're looking over here, he's getting ready to send his knight in. The other direction.
I believe that. I do believe that piece for sure, and that's what Q is stating as well. I do believe that. Now, I want to give you a little bit of information here on another Q post I read the other day, that Obama is going to be completely erased. That Obama will claim, is it Nigerian citizenry?
Not Nigerian. What's the name of that dog? Kenyan citizenship.
Kenyan. Yes, he will claim Kenyan citizenship to escape.
Yeah.
But guess what happened? So the two Kenyan factions that are warring against each other and fighting each other, and I don't know, these are presidents of those, or different, I don't know who they are, but they're fighting against each other. They've been fighting against each other. There is corruption there in Kenya. Guess who went there the other day, and the next minute, these two fighting factions were shaking hands and coming together? Tillerson.
Tillerson?
Tillerson went there to Kenya, and the next scene pops up in the news of these two fighting factions in Kenya, creating corruption and all that stuff going on over there, are now shaking hands and coming together. So what this means, and that's why QAnon says that, basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, that Obama will have no place to hide. Because the people in Kenya who he may have depended upon to keep him safe there, they're no longer playing the game. Because Tillerson went there, and POTUS has set something up with that country, Kenya, whatever it was, we don't know yet. Okay? It's the same thing with Kim Jong-un. Same thing happened. Suddenly Kim Jong-un is meeting with South Korea, and they have no more money because the CIA there that was controlling Kim Jong-un in that country is no longer happening. This all just happened within this past week and a half. So if you don't do your research, You don't know what's going on. You just see what the mainstream media tells you, for instance, about Trump, or about Kim Jong-un, or about Saudi Arabia. You only see that stuff. So you have to do research. You have to go into these other places and find the real truth of what is happening, but then you also have to question what appears to be the real truth. I'm sorry you do. That's why I'm on the fence about all this. I don't trust, let's say our government, and we know it, the governments of the world have been corrupt for centuries. Now comes along Trump and Hussein through QAnon, okay, that they're throwing out all the dirt. And there's going to be temporary martial law, and people are going to be in the streets. And we see that's happening more and more. And then they have this Florida shooting that is the final, it's the final straw, you know, on the camel's back, where now you have all these kids' lives taken out, but we know that it was a false flag to get the guns. Now, I'm not saying these children's lives weren't taken. Do not quote me to say that. That is not what I'm saying. There were real deaths, okay, but this was a false flag set up so that people could get on there and kids could get on there and kids could be activated, paid actors and so on by Soros could be put out so that everybody goes, oh my gosh, yes, we can't do this anymore. Look at the children are shaming us, the adults, because we haven't taken care of the gun situation. And that's part of the red flag. That's part of the whole plan of the deep state. But I'm just also saying, I don't trust, you have governments for centuries that have been corrupt. Who is it that's controlling Trump? Because Trump is a puppet, I am sorry to say. I don't think Trump is the savior on the white horse coming, as the evangelists say, Trump is going to save us all. And a lot of these people, even on Q boards, the Anons were saying, oh, thank God for Trump, God bless Trump. Yeah, I say God bless Trump too, but I say get him straight, creator. You know, that's what I say. I'm just not taking it at face value that Trump is going to make everything better, because Trump is just a puppet. Who's behind Trump? We still have the pending one world order, one world religion thing.
The question that I'd have to ask about who the heck would be behind, over Trump would be, who's the wealthiest person on this planet? You know, because I was just looking up Rex Tillerson and his deal to Kenya, that there's a couple articles when you Google it up, and it said, the first one up there said, Rex Tillerson cancels day's events in Kenya over illness, and I guess he's feeling well and then got back on the deal, and so that must have been when he resolved the deal between the two people. But as I was scrolling down looking more about it, where in the heck did it go? I just had it. Anyway, it said that he was CEO of ExxonMobil. Rex Tillerson admitted that climate change is real in January of 2009. I'm looking, what side of the fence is this guy on? Is he on, I don't know, Republican or Democrat? They're both same sides of the same coin, opposite sides of the same coin, but nonetheless, everything that I'm listening in, all this this power structure going on. First off, I don't ever remember any of the QAnons talking about how, you know, the big problem being the Federal Reserve, which isn't a federal deal. That's where their attachment. I think earlier you mentioned something about an octopus. If you could visualize the Federal Reserve being like this giant octopus, it has one hand in the government and all the rest of the hands in all the other banks out there. And so you got to follow the money anytime this stuff is going on. Who is the most wealthiest person, which quite literally, he who has the gold makes the rules, would be the most powerful person that could even manipulate Trump, if you understand what I mean, because Trump's supposed to be a billionaire, all right? And if he's a billionaire, he don't need nobody's money to be. You can't bribe a billionaire. He's already got money. I mean, you got to have something really, really good to offer him, or you got to have something really, really dark over him in order to get him to do your will. You see what I mean? And so, unless you got a massive amount of dirt on this man, or enough money or something to offer him better than what he's already got, then you can't manipulate him. So what I'm trying to figure out here is, who has enough wealth that overshadows what Donald Trump's got, that could, you know, say, look, you know, you could be the most powerful because I'm fixing to die off anyway, and I'll just say, you'll inherit all my money. And Trump says, well, yeah, I'll do whatever you want if I can get all your money, because that makes me the man on the top of the pyramid. You see what I mean?
Well, I do know, I see what you mean, but I do know, here's my take on the presidency, okay, that you have, the president, who's going to be president is already planned long before. Number one, Donald Trump was being groomed from 2009, okay, to be this president during this timeline. Now, this is a key timeline on all levels. This is a huge timeline now. This is a very significant timeline. They've been grooming us. They've been incrementally hurting us for centuries into this point in time. Now, my feeling is when you become president, okay, you're taken into the back room, if you already haven't been taken into the back room, and told, well, we're going to make you president, because that's how it runs. I'm sorry. Yeah. There's no democracy here. There's no vote. Whoever they want in, they put them in for a reason. If somebody gets in, slips under the wire, like it appeared that Trump did, but he didn't. This was planned. They take you into the back room. Who are they? Okay, this is the big question. Who are they? Now, they say, okay, yay, we got you into the president's position here. Now you're going to work for us. And if you don't, guess what? Your son, your daughter, your children, and so on and so forth are going to have their legs broken or whatever we're going to do. Okay? Look what happened to Kennedy. Kennedy started talking the truth. He started really putting out what was about the deep state. He was going to expose everything. Now, we know he was murdered deliberately. Okay? Then you have all the mainstream corrupt presidents after that happened. Even Obama, the Bushes, Daddy Bush, the Son Bush, and the wacky Bushes. And you have all these dark people who are the bloodline. We tried to do research on Trump's family, Patty and I. We were going down rabbit holes left and right. And because his people came from Germany, okay? And we couldn't find anything beyond his great-grandfather. Nothing.
Well.
There was nothing.
That just had a crazy thought in my mind.
What?
You know, Trump's supposedly a billionaire, but there are, I don't know, maybe somebody should Google up how many billionaires are actually in the world.
They have given us that, but you don't know if it's true,
The key word that you said earlier was they.
Yeah.
And I keep looking back to whenever Alex Jones was talking about the Bohemian Grove, whether that was a setup or not, is regardless to the situation. Let's say you got a group of billionaires who do meet at this secret place out there.
They do.
And they are into dark things. And
yeah, very dark.
Maybe Trump might honestly not be into it. He may be, but nonetheless, let's just say hypothetically for this particular scenario that Trump's not part of the cabal, so to speak. All right. Well, there's all these billionaires in this right here that have access and power to be able to, if they wanted to, quite literally bring the Trump dynasty down to its knees by using and manipulating the media and all the other things that they got power into their hands into, like, let's say, law enforcement or whatever, you know, throw some illegal content on his personal computer or something like that and frame him or whatever. Let's just say hypothetically this man is up against this particular cabal, and he knows that they have the power to take him down if he doesn't make the right moves at the right time. And so this big chess game going on, you see what I'm saying? That would be on the side of if he's the good guy. Now, of course, yeah. I don't know if he's a good guy. None of us knows if he's a good guy because...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we know after centuries of corruptness that this guy, Trump, was put in there by they or it or them or whomever, right? And he's supposed to be the savior and he's supposed to bring the Antichrist according to the evangelists. They're waiting for Trump to bring the Antichrist. He's already put out the fact that the Israeli embassy is going to be in Jerusalem now. That caused chaos and people in the streets over there. And then you have the other prophecy unfold. That's part of a prophecy, by the way. Then you have the other prophecy, biblical prophecy, unfolding of the building of the Temple Mount. And that's unfolding. So we have all these things that are appearing from prophecy, and he's fulfilling these certain prophecies. Now, what is that?
I'm not sure, but Kennedy made a speech about pretty much everything we've been talking about. And
that's
it wasn't
right.
much longer after that he got shot.
That's exactly right.
So
they, yeah, so the deep state has been trying. Now, I'm going to use the word trying. Here's the other thing. You just brought this to my mind. This just popped in right now. So they took out Kennedy.
Yep.
Okay, they took out President Kennedy. Okay, I remember that day. Oh, boy. I remember that day. I knew at that point, just my instincts, I knew the dirty stuff that was going on all over the world. And that just opened a doorway for me that I knew we were in deep trouble.
Yep.
I knew we were in deep doo-doo. Now, you have Trump. You have this deep state, you have all the people he's angering, and nobody's taken him out yet, or will they? And how easy it was to take out President Kennedy.
Yeah.
There were a lot of dirty people in the government then who set this up.
With what you just said right there, that's an important thing to focus in on, is that right now, if they haven't taking him out like they did Kennedy back in the day, then that has to tell you that there is quite literally, has to be behind the scenes, two split factions. One that is pro-U.S. Keeping the Constitution, and the other who is deep state and wanting to move us into that one world financial / whatever system.
One world government.
Yeah.
One world religion.
And so
they come hand in hand, by the way.
What QAnon would be talking about.
And I want to just interrupt you. I want to say it's not Christianity. It's Islam. They're Islamists.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Wait, let him finish.
Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.
Oh, so basically I'm thinking that the QAnon guy right there is basically telling you that there's a game of chess going on right now.
Yes.
And this is how serious it is. And, if you're on the right side of the fence, don't be worried about this deal because, you know, we're here to, make things right. Well, anybody who's even remotely skeptical of any past deal is going to be quite literally concerned. So this is definitely a red flag, but it also, at some sense, could be a positive deal that you know that there is at least some good people in the background fighting for what we believe in as far as freedom and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say here?
I do. And we're just sort of like trying to find all the pieces and the cues here and the codes here and we're trying to put it all together, and this is really deep. And I'm still on the fence, folks. So go ahead, Two Dog.
Now, here's what I'm going to say about this. You know, when it comes to President Kennedy, I was there. I watched what happened to him. I watched the funeral. Good God, it broke my heart. I was just a baby. Now, if you notice, if Kennedy was actually trying to do something good and bring all this up, and he's there for the good, right? He gets his head blowed off. If you are the crookedest president in the world, look at Nixon. He got away with it.
Yeah.
So are you expecting a narcissistic, racist president to actually get blown away?
Well, it's not about... Nixon was a crook. basically. He was a dirty, crook. Okay, he wasn't going to expose, he was not going to expose the deep state like Kennedy was.
Yeah.
But now you have Trump taking down the deep state with sealed indictments, with people dropping out like flies left and right, okay, with arrests coming, with Hillary wearing a boot, McCain wearing a boot, with all this exposure about what Obama did about the uranium sale, what Clinton set up, Uranium One, the FISA account. You have all this stuff now being exposed under Trump's presidency, and QAnon is right there with him on this, giving us military codes to get people clear on what's happening. But there's certain things that are being said, like temporary martial law, and what Trump is saying, certain things that you go, wow, and now look, that guy's house was broken into by the police, and every gun was confiscated, and he's saying, yeah, you should take the guns first and then due process later. These are red flags for me that tells me, is he setting us up? Is he telling us something?
Well,
is he not telling us something?
Something you guys, both Two Dog and yourself, Barb, both made me have a thought about something was, I watch a lot of these video series. Some of them's about magic, and some of them's like the, I told you about the Jericho deal. I like these series.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of times in there you'll have a bad guy in there, like the evil witch or the dark person inside there. But the way that the movie portrays them, they got sort of a nice side to them, and you almost feel sorry for them at a point, and then you hate them, and then you like them, and then you hate them, and then you like them back and forth, whether it be the dark witch or the dark wizard or warlock or whatever. And so I'm thinking myself, like, could it be a scenario where Trump is kind of both? You know, on both sides of the fence. I mean, he might have a dark side and a nice side at the same side, and you never know which one it's going to land on. It's kind of like rolling a two-sided dice or something like that. At any given day, you might be evil as all get out one day and appear to be nice. And does that make any sense at all?
I know what you're saying. Go ahead, Two Dog.
He kind of reminds me of the same corn as Kim Jong-un.
Well, there's parts of that true, but we're talking about something deeper here, really, about our lives, about our constitution.
Let me go, most of the stuff I've ever said about this guy, okay, has actually came out of his own mouth. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that.
But I get that.
I've done a little research on him. And, of course, his favorite book is Mein Kampf. And he does hold the Adolf Hitler quite a bit, but...
Again, I'm going to say he's being controlled by someone. I'm going to say it. Trump is a puppet.
I understand the control thing, okay?
So what I'm saying is he's putting out certain things to lead certain people down a dark rabbit hole and confuse them.
That's
part of it.
But
the other part is, but I'm still on the fence. I'm still in the middle. I'm not indicating Trump completely. I'm suspicious.
This is why we have to be. This is why it'll drive you quite literally crazy. This is like madness, because in the book it talks about the Antichrist and how he'd come on the scene and he'd be loved by so many, and he would talk about peace, and just about the time everybody thought they were going to get peace, they'd get quite the opposite, and that fits into the scenario that I explained earlier about the good guy and the bad guy and all these series and all that kind of stuff.
You have exactly what you're saying. You see, Two Dogs read this, and I've read it too, that one of his books, he doesn't even read, but one of his books that I suppose he has is supposedly Mein Kampf. But he also, here's what we're looking at. This is factual. He does things, says things on one direction that look really dark and crazy to us, and then on the other side, what's going on here with QAnon and his connection to Trump is positive to some degree. And I'm suspicious even of the positive, I'm going to say it.
Well, my whole deal, and I said this to somebody a while back, there was a guy that was talking about how the Bible was basically written by man, and it couldn't be trusted, and it was, you know, basically manipulated and everything. And I was sitting there thinking, okay, well, maybe you're right. I don't know, because I wasn't there when it was written, or, you know, I didn't follow the whole entire trail, and I can actually go do research, and I can listen to what everybody has to say, and I can try to formulate my own opinion. But once again, you can, if you want to be intellectually honest to everybody when you're looking for the truth and stuff like there, you can't trust any book. If one book is questionable because it's written by man, then that means all the other research that we've done throughout the history still has to be under the microscope as well. Even though we may trust a certain bit of information because of where it came from or how we found it and the facts that we weighed out and everything, but nonetheless, throughout the entire history, all books were written by man. And so if all books were written by man, then truth is subject to the honesty of the teller, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So
I do, and I want to point out to that what you just said, because here's the thing. Let's look at the book. So, you know, we have the power to manifest. We create. We are manifestors. We're co-creators with what we believe, our words, how we act, and so on. Yeah. And we know that we're being controlled to act in certain ways and to believe in certain things. Is that a given?
Yeah.
Okay, you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
So let's say that the cabal, the elite, the Luciferians, the Illumina, whoever it is that's behind all this, okay, the book, there is the book. We talk about the book. So all the things that is in the book, okay, were they contrived? Were they deliberate to get everybody in this mode of thinking or belief of the Armageddon, of the end times, and so on? Then are we all, with our beliefs and our focus, creating that, manifesting that? Are they setting all this up to go according to the book for the Antichrist coming? Are they manipulating all that? I mean, this is really, this is like an endless, again, another tentacles, many tentacles of possibilities. And we have to look at that possibility, I'm just saying.
Let me point something out here, to confirmation of what you just said. These words are so powerful, all right? If somebody writes them down in a book for an agenda, these words are so powerful that I have even sat down, you know, I call myself a Christian, and I explain that, and I'm not going to go into why I call myself a Christian, you know, because I'm not religious, but I still believed in Christ. All right, well, here's the thing. If I was manipulated via that book and via every other book that I ever read to, and I'm praying to my Creator through Jesus Christ, okay, where in the book it says, no man comes unto the Father except through me, right? Well, if every time I do that, and I cancel out my prayer to my Creator, you know, yeah. And so basically what's being told to me by one side is this is how you pray. What's being told to me by the other side is this is you don't pray like this. And so if I subscribe to this one side right here, all of my prayers that I've ever said to my Creator down the line were basically blocked out by me calling by the wrong name or something like
exactly.
that, whether or not you
yeah.
know Jesus or Jehovah or whatever. You understand
yeah.
what I'm trying to say.
I do, and we've had this discussion, Patty and I have had this discussion before about what the words we've been told to use, are we getting to the source, or is this a ploy to redirect our prayers or whatever's in the wrong direction?
Well, I'm still going to hold to my belief because it feels right in my personal spiritual journey. So I'm still going to hold to my belief, and I'm still going to say that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, okay? And I hope that don't offend nobody, but that's just my own personal spiritual journey because I don't know.
And you have a right to say that. I just want to finish up here with this because I think Patty's come on. But so in this last part of the post here, it says the flood is coming. Okay, and it just goes on to talk about the emails, videos, audios, pictures, and so forth. The FBI accidentally deletes texts. No such agency accidentally releases it all, and it all is in caps. Shall we play a game? Q.
Yeah.
So basically, this is a game. they are playing the game. And who else is playing the game? Is Trump playing the game? Like, I'm going to say again, Trump is a puppet. There is someone else controlling things here. Where is all this going to lead us? Something big is coming down. This date here today, as was the mirrored, 11-3 is actually 3-11. It's today starts. We just have to be alert. And I'm going to say it again. Do not go out in the streets, because that's where they want you. They want you out in the streets. They want you, you know, to be screaming and carrying on and pitted against this and that and so on. They are going to put in temporary, they said, martial law. I don't believe it's going to be temporary, but that's my perspective.
Yep.
Let's say I hope it's only temporary, but I feel that they've been moving us toward martial law, period, complete takedown and so on. Trump is supposedly, Q says, that this is for the good of the country, and bear with us and trust us and so on and so forth. I don't trust anybody this time. At this point in my life, after what I've seen going on in the world, in the country, the history, the lies, I don't trust anybody. Even Trump and Q, I'm suspicious, and we have to be. But you do have to be alert. You do have to read behind, you know, what we're seeing. You have to do your research. You have to do the research. You just can't go halfway and say, well, I know it all.
That's right.
Because we don't.
And
we do not know it all.
One thing before you hand it over to Patty is that in the game of chess, you are the pawns. Each and every one of you listening right now are the pawns, because your word actually means something. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to manipulate you to get you to see it their way. So, in the game of chess, it's always the pawns that get sent out first. Alright? It's always the average Joe that gets sent onto the battlefield. It ain't the knights and all the, you know, the hierarchy up there. Trump may not be the king. You know, he may be the second in line to the king. What's the, in chess, the second in line? The bishop or something like that? I don't know.
Well, he's a pawn.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's down at the pawn level.
That's what I'm going to say.
I don't think he's down at the pawn level. I think because he's actually got money, he's actually got some sort of semblance of power. I think he's up there more like knights or the bishops or, you know, the stronger pieces of the deal. It's average Joes who are actually the pawns, because they want you out in the streets. And the moment you'd move out in the other out in the streets, that puts everybody else, in jeopardy. That's why, you know, when you go to with your knight in there to attack a doggone pawn, well, then in comes the bishop, and bam, you get your knight stolen out from you. This is the game of chess that they're playing, you know, with not just the countries or, you know, your own particular nations or whatever. They're playing this game with the people. You see what I mean? It's a power for not just your mind, your money. You know, who's going to be in control when this is all over with? Is it going to be the good guy, or is it going to be the bad guy? And regardless of which side it lands on, will you know the difference when it gets there? Because the good guy in Jericho was the bad guy initially, the one that actually lit the dang bomb. You see what I mean? And you want to talk about why people are going crazy? This is why people are going crazy. Because how in the heck are you supposed to get the truth when, number one, you see them blatantly, obviously, blowing YouTube channels out of the water, shutting down YouTube channels, shutting down Twitter feeds, and they even shut down Trump. Maybe they shut down Trump just to make it look like he was still one of the good guys, because obviously his Twitter came back up. Now, whether it was via attorneys or whatever, that's anybody's guess. But nonetheless, anyone with conservative views or opposing views to the mainstream media, or, you know, like prepper type communities that are looking into, you know, all these different false flag scenarios or shootings to question the mainstream narrative. 9/11 was one of the biggest ones of the whole deal. And, you know, ever since 9/11, this country ain't been the same. The power of the internet and the power of the press and the power of the media has every average Joe is now capable of bringing a camera onto the scene and videotaping and preserving evidence of events as they're actually occurring. But once again, folks, when you're out there doing your research, you have to recognize the biggest deal. Honesty is subject to the truth is subject to the honesty of the teller of the whatever given subject you're talking about. And so if somebody's saying this guy or that guy is a secret racist or hateful or whatever, you gotta consider the source, wherever you come from, the source. I don't know, honestly. I talk about, I subscribed to a book that was supposedly inspired over a couple thousand years ago, and I've also read the other side of the opposing view that said, no, this was stolen from that, and that was stolen from that, and this book was cut out, and this was written by a man, therefore it's flawed. Well, okay, if that book's flawed, then all the rest of them have to be questionable too, because they were also written by a man, and I don't know how honest the guy was in the science community that wrote whatever. You hear me on Mad Science all the time questioning the norm. I don't think what they told me in school about science applies to what they're trying to tell me now as far as global warming, climate change, and all that kind of stuff. I don't see any reason why anybody should be doing without anything in a world that has every single resource under the sun. But their science book said one thing. The other book said another thing. What we got going on there?
This is Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
Pretty good. You're live on the air.
That's cool.
Hi, Tom. Tom's from People for People. He asked to join the panel. Have you been following the conversation, Tom?
I've been Skyping somebody. I haven't really been following it last half hour or so.
All right. Well, if you can, it says it's wanting me to accept a video. Just leave it on audio because it'll drag down the bandwidth on the deal here.
All right.
Okay, cool. So, Tom, like I said, you hear what we've been talking about there?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, pretty much the world gone crazy and all that kind of stuff, and we're just trying to sort through all the mess. Basically, there's some stuff going on behind the scenes in the conspiracy world, and there's stuff going on out in, mainstream media, and we're sitting there trying to figure out and actually get people to use discernment as they're looking at any information given. Don't matter where you got this information from, don't matter what book you got it from, don't matter what website you got it from, if it's flawed, questionable on one, it has to be questionable on all in order for any information that you bring to the table. Read both sides of the story if you understand what I'm trying to say. So it's a kind of a twisted deal while you're trying to sort through the truth and actually get to the actual truth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just kind of put a lot of stuff on your brain right there, man.
I'm just trying to pay attention.
All right. Well, if you find something that resonates with you, just kind of jump in there.
What do you think about this? All these school shootings? There's been like 18 school shootings this year.
Well, I don't want to offend nobody, but I'm gonna tell everybody just like this. I question everything that comes from any mainstream media source or any other source, and it's not because I'm this chronic paranoid, conspiracy theorist, but the track record of the government has basically been, it stinks, and that's put it nicely. But nonetheless, there are certain incidents in every single one of these incidents that all have to be recognized. For example, the AR-15 is always mentioned in every single one of them. It seems like it's the preferred gun for the homegrown terrorists, so to speak. All right, and so we all know that they want to get gun control in and all this kind of jazz. And we could actually go into a rabbit hole of biblical proportions over that. But either way, when you watch this stuff, if you listen to it with a critical thinking mind and you hear people say stuff like the teacher said at the one particular school, well, he was dressed all in black with a bulletproof vest and shooting down the hall, and I thought the police were there, and I guess it turned out to be the other guy. That ain't her exact words. I'm just paraphrasing. But then when you see this kid getting arrested, then he's got a different, he's got like a red shirt on, and apparently after the story plays itself out a little bit further, now he came in an Uber cab. Now, if you're dressed like a combat, getting ready to go to war kind of deal, I would think any Uber cab would be kind of hesitant to even pick you up to begin with, unless they were involved. But nonetheless, the story stinks. And when they talk about how there were sheriff's deputies on the scene, and they didn't go in during the whole entire deal, that gives me concern about the whole doggone story. And it don't matter which story you want to talk about, going all the way back to 9/11, all the way to the present day, if the story don't jive throughout the entire deal, I have to question it. And if anybody out there is getting angry at me because I question it, then they need to question themselves. Because if you just sit idly by and you take every bit of information that you got, you're going to believe anything. There's actually a song about that. You know what I'm saying? That's where I stand on the deal. I have to keep my eyes and ears wide open because, number one, I wasn't there when it happened. It's like, I call myself Christian once again, all right? But I can't prove creation. I can't prove the existence of God because I wasn't there. It's just my personal spiritual journey. And as far as science, I also call myself a scientist because I've studied science and used the scientific method all my life. But I can't prove the Big Bang Theory either because I wasn't there to witness it. And so unless I'm actually there in that position to be able to have access to real-time information, everything else after that is questionable. Does anybody besides me think that makes any kind of sense whatsoever? No?
Well, I'm having my second cup of coffee, and I haven't eaten a thing, so I'm nibbling on some wonderful little pastry somebody brought in yesterday, so you guys go ahead.
Okay, I'm back on. Sorry about that.
So, did you catch any of that?
Okay,
go ahead.
Let's just say I'm the guy in the background. Why, you got this this wolf, and he's telling all the people, he's telling all the sheep, he says, hey, let's go on up inside and let's have some dinner. All right? And I'm sitting back here with my crew over here. I got Patty, and I got Two Dog, and I got Barbara, and we're kind of sitting back, and we're saying, now, hold on a second. Let's not be so hasty. You know, he did say, let's go up inside the cave and have some dinner. And we are looking at a wolf, by the way. And so, with that said, maybe we should find out what's on the menu before we go up inside that cave. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the man and the sheepdog are actually working together.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the whole deal.
I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah. The whole entire scenario stinks, right? And I want to believe in goodness, and I want to believe that we got some people in our government that's doing the right thing. And, you know, I would like to think that Trump is an honest guy and going to be doing the right job. But there's two sides of every story, and you'll get people out there who have read and heard things from this man that have them in real deep concern, and they don't trust him, and for obvious reasons. And just like, you know, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I have to agree, you know, I've never been a political person. Never, never, ever have I thought that anybody running for president of the United States was worth my vote. Because I know what government is. And I'm one of the staunchest supporters of non-government that I know, you know. But having said that, even knowing what I do know, that I have researched, and not about him being a racist, and not about him being a bigot, and not about him being this or reading a frickin' book, you know, this stuff drives me crazy, but I'm not going to go there. What I'm saying is that I wanted to believe that Trump was going to do the right thing. I really did. I really wanted to believe that he would do the right thing. And I did go into this with a positive take and with my eyes open and saying, well, let's just see where this goes.
That's the whole key.
And I have watched, and I've done my research. I've actually followed the rabbit holes. I've actually followed Q and done the research on what they've told me to do, you know, and put out there. And I have to say that this thing with Q and with Trump is either one of the best things that are going to happen to us or is more the same. The problem that I have is that we have such a complicated system of corruption in the U.S. and globally.
And it's so embedded.
Yes. That one man...
The lady who used to do porn.
Yeah. Well, she was... You know, here's the deal. You know, this thing... All of these things about people saying, you know, well, he's a sexist, he's a racist, every freaking politician is the same. I mean, the elites, there's nothing here new when you're talking about this. The Democrats are some of the most racist people that there are. You know? And all of that stuff means nothing to me. That stuff there is just ludicrous talking points because they have no bearing on what's really important. And that is that none of them out there in that upper echelon, none of them, none that came before and none that will come after are ever going to give a darn about you. And they're all going to be racist and they're all going to be bigots and they're all going to be liars. Every single one of them have probably read Mein Kampf or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
you know,
I'm there right with you, sis. I totally agree with you.
Here's the thing that we need to be concentrating on. This is the important thing that I think is that what has he done? What has his steps been? What has he instituted into law? What has he taken away? This is what we need to be paying attention to.
Exactly.
How is it that we can concentrate so much on his personal side and think that that is going to cure everything? You know, if we call him a bigot and a racist, man, that'll do it. That'll do it. That'll cure everything. No, what we need to do is become intelligent thinkers. We need to be sleuths. We need to be Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
We need to start seeing where this is going. What is this man and this administration and other administrations globally, what are they pushing us toward?
The actions.
What is panning out?
Yes. That's what you're talking about is the actions. Actions speak louder than words in your track record. And I take words literally, quite literally, because I know how powerful they are. When he said that we need to take the guns and due process later, I don't care if it was a joke to him or if he was trying to manipulate somebody, it got my attention.
Two things.
Go ahead.
We need to get the guns before these people do anything. And China doesn't have a drug policy because there's a death penalty. So they don't have a drug problem, not policy. They don't have a drug problem. That right there is one of the biggest red flags because the last thing we need to bring into this country is death penalties for people who use drugs. I'm not saying drugs are good. I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying that you don't kill people for using drugs. Now, if somebody using drugs kills a person, then that person goes to trial for murder. But you don't pull a person out of his home, off the street, take every bit of his property, which Sessions has done, and says that it's okay that if we catch you with any contraband, we can take your whole life and you can't do anything about it. Even if you're proven innocent after we take you, we still keep your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that disturbs me.
Yeah.
That disturbs me. And then when Trump says, I like that the Chinese president, he'll be president for life now.
Huh.
Did you know that?
Yeah,
did you know that?
That's messed up.
Well, he likes that, and he likes the fact that China doesn't have a drug problem because they kill, they murder their drugs, their druggies, you know?
Well,
this is disturbing to me. That's reality. That's real.
That's a whole thing right there. A lot of these folks that are fighting against gun control and all that kind of stuff, if they ever get their wish, all right, I understand people's heartstrings. I don't want to see nobody get hurt, and I don't want to kill nobody. But I don't also, at the same sense, I want to be able to protect myself against a tyrannical government in case it ever gets out of control. Because if it ever comes down to the day when they do somehow manage enough to strip everybody of all their arms throughout the entirety of the United States and the world, then whoever's in power, they have the ultimate power over your life and your death, whether or not you live or die. And if you step out of line, you know, it's as simple as what China does for somebody caught with drugs or whatever like that, you know. And I don't want to live in a world like that. There ain't no such thing as freedom in a world like that. And anytime you give anybody power over you as a person, power over your life to tell you where you're going to work or what you can do, what you can't do, and all that kind of stuff, that always gets abused. Every single time, in every single incident, in every single form of government, it always gets abused. Now, our government, whereas it might not be the most perfect government in the world because people are corruptible, and therefore the government is corrupt because we, the people, are the government, is the way it's supposed to be. But we are sitting there voting for the lesser of two evils in every single incident because we're afraid that the other side that doesn't follow our personal agenda is going to get power, and they're going to take away this, or they're going to take away that. They're going to steal Granny's Social Security and Grandpa's wooden leg and his walker and all that kind of stuff. Whereas the other side, you know, they're either racist or homophobe or xenophobe, and they got all this terminology back and forth, two sides of the same coin, manipulating the minds of all the people out there. And when they get into power, the very first thing they do is contrary to what you voted them in on office for. That's why.
They got the people fighting over words.
Yeah,
you know, they're fighting over personalities.
Well,
this is
what they're to get people fighting each other. That's the
instead of looking at the reality of the situation. Nothing's ever going to come about people fighting over whether this guy's a bigot or he's not. That's not going to cure anything. It's just going to keep the people fighting against each other. What we need to concentrate on is, hey guys, pay freaking attention to what this man is instituting. Pay attention to the players that are surrounding him and what they're doing. Look at the direction to which he is pointing us. That's what we got to get out there. This man, and he is a man, that's all he is. This man is being controlled. This man is a puppet, just like all the others.
Well,
this man, however, is taking us on a different tack that we all need to be really, when the wolf comes into the pen and he's wearing sheep's clothing, somebody has to stand up and say, hey dudes, watch this guy over there.
And that's what we're doing. Yesterday, I did a show on the Mad Science Show, and my title of the show was, Are You Crazy? And it really, because my main deal is I study science and I understand everything in a mechanical sense, and I see that with everything that we've got out here, all the resources available to us, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it, because we are quite literally floating in fuel. All right, and I read out all the information of like nitrogen, oxygen, argon, and carbon dioxide, trace amounts of neon, helium, methane, krypton, hydrogen, and as well as water vapor, which is right straight from what NASA said that our Earth's atmosphere was. So free energy is something that should already be on the table, but for obvious reasons, power and money and control, the people don't get that. And so, and the only way for the people to get that is if they take this information that we're sharing with them and they use it. Don't call up Daddy and say, oh, Daddy, can I make me a free energy device? Because obviously he's going to say no, because you might hurt yourself. Whatever. right? Until the people start networking in their own communities and getting things together, you know, you got a good welder in your community, you got woodworkers and craftsmen and people that go out and they're the ones that actually make this country work, because they're the ones that build all the equipment, they're the ones that manufacture everything. You get those folks together in your communities to solve problems in your communities, then you get resolutions to all the things that are needed to be fixed. There's solutions available. And the same thing with what we're talking about here today when it comes to any kind of government entities out here. If you're not sitting in your city council meeting, if you're not there every time there's a city council meeting and you're not paying attention to what's going on in that meeting and how that affects you, and you're not part of that deal, then you can't complain whenever your government does something that it ain't supposed to be doing. See, we have given our government a free rein over the people for so long. And we just said, oh, well, you know, the system will work itself out. We got the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch of government. And between all those is a separation of power. So as long as they're doing their thing over there and it doesn't harm me, then it won't affect me. That's the problem. We've become complacent, and we've actually listened to everybody else's information to formulate our opinions, and now we're sitting there calling each other by labels. He's this, she's that. Oh, you don't vote for him because he's corrupt, or he read this, or he read that, or he did whatever. The fact of the matter is, like Patty just explained, the actions speak louder than words. The track record.
Well, and here's something that we all need. Instead of talking about what book he read, or his personal stance on anything, he has just last night in his address or his rally stated that he's still pushing NAFTA. Okay? NAFTA is bad. We've known this. Everybody knows this. NAFTA is part of the Agenda 2030, I guess they're calling it now.
Yeah.
We don't need NAFTA. We got Trump that is saying that we need a strong economy and we need to support our workers in this country. Well, that's fine and dandy, but we don't need NAFTA. And now he is pushing NAFTA. These are things that should be disturbing to us. When we see that the things that he is doing, you know, he's bringing jobs in. Oh, yay, we got jobs now. Unemployment is at its lowest rate ever. There's more Mexican people working now, Hispanic people. There's more black people working now than ever before. Wages have gone up. This is not the problem. The problem is the control that we're all under. This is what the problem is. So he's giving us, you see, they brought us down to our knees before Trump. Remember that? When unemployment was so high that a whole third of the U.S. was on welfare, you know? And now, all of a sudden, because of Trump, the welfare has dropped. People are actually going back to work. The factories are coming back. We're a worker society again, you know. That's fine and dandy, but where are your rights? What is he doing,
Thomas,
to help your First Amendment and your Second Amendment and your Fourth Amendment? What is he doing to protect those?
That's right.
Well, I want to say one thing that for me was missing big time on all these people that were talking about QAnon and all this stuff was the Trump's wiping away the protections of the ecosystem, protections of the parks, protections of various other things, and signing away, you know, rights for the oil companies, you know, to overtake the reservations and so on and so forth. So this piece, for me, was missing. And, you know, you look at what he's doing or saying he's doing, and I don't know if I believe that employment is higher now. I don't know. I really don't. How do I know? I mean, you know, you're reading statistics on mainstream media or what they put out. I don't know that. I still know people who are out of work, and you know, you still know people who are working their you know, hours for minimum wages and so on. the slavery still exists here.
Well, what's the main key to socialism? Well, the worker.
That's
the
right.
The worker. You know, so of course, he's got to get people working in order to make this work. And it's not socialism that we're going into, folks. It's not fascism that we're going into. This is something brand new.
Yeah.
This is a whole new game.
Well, look, folks, I keep trying to get this quote out because, you know, a lot of times throughout history, some pretty interesting characters said some pretty interesting stuff. Thomas Jefferson said the price to freedom was eternal vigilance, which means you got to pay attention to what's going on. And Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Well, we're sitting here trying to say there are solutions out there on the table. And before every single person out there, you know, panics and allows these people to manipulate them into the corner to where you have no other option but to take to the doggone streets, which in turn, they have their counter plan to, quite literally, if you look at every single one of the police officers these days, they look like they're militarized. And if you look at the posse comitatus laws from way back where it says the military can't come in on you, well, they got a workaround for that. The loophole is the mercenaries like, you know, Blackwater and all that kind of stuff, special ops, hired guns kind of thing. These folks up there in power, they don't care about the law. If they cared about the law, they wouldn't be breaking the law. And every time they break the law, they have their buddies maneuvered around to where, you know, Hillary right now supposedly has a boot with the covering up the doggone deal, like John McCain's probably got a deal, you know, the house arrest kind of thing. But here's the thing. They should have already been in jail. Anybody else would have been in jail. You would have been in jail. I'd have been in jail. Anybody who would have broke the law to the extent, and you didn't even have to have intent to do it. You just careless with government deals, and if you're deleting emails and that are supposedly part of the government that actually belongs to the people, it's all public information that it actually belongs to the people, and if you're deleting it prior to an investigation after a doggone summons for that information was put out there, then you broke the law. You should be in jail. But here's the thing, folks. With everything that we got going on, that's conspiracy from whatever conspiracy you want to put on a table. Both the Democrats and the Republicans are two sides of the same coin, and it don't matter who's up there in power. What matters is who's the man at the top pulling the strings with all the doggone money. Who's the one that's able to keep alternative energy things off the table? Who's the one that's able to keep all this stuff going on where at one point they're telling you to go green, the next minute they're arresting you or charging you because you put a windmill on your own personal property because somebody else didn't like it? I'm going to tell you who those people are. You. Each and every one of you. Those are the people who allow it.
Because we're too busy fighting over personalities instead of watching what's happening. And you said something, Shaziz, I want to clarify that. When Trump put out that national emergency, he opened the door to military on the streets. At any time, he can call them up.
Yeah.
Because we're under a state of emergency. Okay?
They're creating a state of emergency.
But Harry, here's a scenario for you. Let's say he does that, all right? Let's say he does that. And every single one of the citizens, because they're already hip to the jive of they're being snookered into coming off out on the streets and getting rowdy, every one of them says, you know what, let's go bowling. Let's have a picnic and a barbecue, and we're just business as usual while all these military guys and cops are driving up and down the street real fast, and we're sitting there looking at them like they're ridiculous. That's what needs to happen. Because they expect a reaction out of you, like when Trump says, well, we'll just take the guns and then we'll turn around and do due process later. He knows that would offend me, because I'm a gun advocate, because I believe in the Constitution, Second Amendment. So my reaction should be that I get rowdy and say, you know, take it out of my cold, dead hands, jive turkey. And I'm not going to go that route, because I know the moment I go that route and come out of my house with my gun, I got all the men in black jackbooting me into oblivion. So I'm not going to play it like that. So you got to be smarter than the average bear. When these government officials and these global elitist or whatever, trying to manipulate you, throwing tags on you, racist, xenophobe, homophobe, and all that kind of stuff, you don't allow them to play you like a banjo. They know how to get you mad. They know what buttons to push to get you riled up. They know how to get you out in the streets. And if they're trying to get you out in the streets, that's the last place you want to go. Period.
Well, name calling and blame calling and all this stuff is not going to solve the problem that we are moving into. It's not going to solve this issue.
Right. What it's actually doing is stopping people from speaking.
Yep.
It's making people feel like, oops, I better not say that, because if I do, then the left is going to label me.
That's
and the
right.
The left is saying, well, I better not do this because da 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 da. We're sitting here and we're following the lead. Every time they put a crumb out there, they drop a crumb and we jump on it like a bunch of freaking hungry birds and we peck it to nothing, and then they drop another crumb over there and we all fly over there and da 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 da. And all the while, they're sitting back saying, yeah, watch these idiots.
Hey, Patty, here's the craziness of this. I mentioned earlier, I got a friend who believes in aliens. Of course, he completely rejects Bigfoot, all right? And when I start explaining to him, he also believes that free energy is being suppressed. But when I start to explain to him another guy who was saying stuff like I was mentioning on the show yesterday about them not using as much jet fuel as they say they're using, that they're actually getting really good mileage or whatever. Oh, no, that guy's using pseudoscience, you know, and there's another word right there, pseudoscience.
Yeah.
You hear that word and automatically you think that this guy is misquoting science. Well, they're all using pseudoscience because none of them can prove anything that they've ever said. Every single thing in the laws of physics and in science are theoretical because none of it has actually been proven. The only scientific observation that you can actually verify is something that can be repeatable and done time after time again. It's, you know, right there. You can do it. It's verifiable and it's also falsifiable as well. That's the scientific method. You can test it. All right. Well, how do you test the Big Bang Theory? You can't. All right. How do you test whether or not space is a vacuum? Unless you can afford to get there, you can't. So it's all theoretical. Everything's theoretical. But what
we have mainstream science.
Yeah.
This is what you grew up on. This is what you went to school and you learned, because mainstream science is one that they found everything out and they put it in the books and you went to school to study. And then we've got scientists standing up there saying, hey, stop using them dang solar panels. You're going to drain the sun.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Mainstream science lost their credibility just like the Mythbusters lost their credibility. I used to love the Mythbusters. Then they did the deal about hydrogen. I know because I did the research about Stan Myers back in 1979, quite literally riding around in a dune buggy with customized injectors that were using radio frequencies to split the water molecule and run that buggy on hydrogen technology. And I know also how it played out. Well, then when the Mythbusters, who supposedly out there busting myths and, you know, real scientists, really educated guys, come out there and did a deal that says where they quite literally caused an implosion in the carburetor, this, well, that's why we don't use hydrogen, because it's dangerous and stuff. Well, if they had known anything about science whatsoever, they would have known, because of the size of the hydrogen molecule, that it can get through tiny little places, so you have to put a flashback arrestor in there, essentially a really tight fit filter that the hydrogen can get through there, but the oxygen molecule can't get back, so that if it accidentally ignites, that it can't blow up the container that's holding the gas, so to speak. They should have known that. But they came out there and tried to debunk hydrogen technology, which is one of the things that could have resolved all this so-called carbon emissions, which is one of the biggest hockahooies in the history of hockahooies. It's pure ridiculousness is what it is, and it's not based on any real science. At least not the science that I was indoctrinated into believing was the truth back in the day, because they taught me that back in the day, and I was a smart kid back then. And I paid attention in school, and now they're trying to tell me something that's totally contrary, which is a flat-out lie. This is how they get you.
Yeah, it's like global warming. You know, CO2. There's too much CO2 in the atmosphere. It's going to kill us. Yeah. What? What? Excuse me. I don't know why these people are jumping on this dang train, because they ought to know. They ought to have learned by now that the trees need CO2 and we need oxygen.
Yeah, that is my biggest Achilles heel. If you ever want to get me riled up, talk about CO2, because at 9 years old, I had been studying enough about science at 9 years old, and I was a little geek, all right? I was a nerd. I was the classic nerd, the high water pants and everything, all right? A bookworm. Anyway, I was sitting there, and it comes on the news, and I remember when this first started. Yeah, I said, when they started explaining the science of why they said that the planet was going to be heating up due to carbon emissions, I said, hold on a second, that ain't right. Mom says, what you talking about, boy? And I said, Mom, CO2 ain't nothing more than two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen. So it basically pushes oxygen away because it's a heavier molecule. If CO2 don't rise, it falls. All right. So how is it that if at 10,000 feet is the highest that you can go without supplemental oxygen, and at 14,000 feet you got to bring it into the cabin, you know, with special turbines that squeeze the air in and push the molecules closer and bring fresh air into the cabin, how is it that CO2 can magically get up there where oxygen can't go? And Mom's like, you're right, boy.
Well, and there's so many things. There's so many things. You know, what are they not talking about? Now, we have historical evidence that can go way back. We've got it. We know that the sun is a cyclical thing, that it goes to sleep, that it wakes back up, that it goes to sleep, sometimes in longer periods, sometimes in shorter periods. I have been watching what the sun has been doing for like 4 or 5 years now. I can tell you that from historical data and the information that we do have, that the sun is going to sleep, that we're coming into right now a minimum, a grand solar minimum, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you that the things that are happening today on our Earth with the volcanism, with the earthquakes, with the weather problems that we're having and everything, that they can be attributable to this solar cycle, that these things are historically documented, that these things have happened over and over and over again. They're not preparing us for this. They're telling us that our Earth is in a global warming problem. And it has nothing to do with that. We could be preparing right now. We could be educating the people right now on what they can do to get through this. But nothing is being said. Not a word is being said.
Well, they've the thing got about their plan, right, to eliminate a certain amount of population.
Well, they have the technological capability to quite literally tamper with the weather. That's given. All right.
Yeah.
If you watch, there's a video out there where NASA is testing this rocket that they supposedly going to use to go to Mars, and so it uses hydrogen technology. And when they fire this thing up for like 55 seconds, you see this big old cloud form, and it goes up in the air. Now, keep in mind how hydrogen and oxygen work. And so when you burn hydrogen and oxygen in a combustion chamber and it comes out, you didn't destroy those molecules. You just got a reaction. And so when it gets up there and you got this cloud, that means that it's going to rain somewhere. And sure as heck, about an hour later after they run this thing, somebody gets some rain. And we know that back during during Vietnam, they used to use like silver iodide to seed the clouds to get the clouds to release rain, because if you can make the trail muddy, then they can't get their tanks and stuff like that. So we know that this is a technological capability. All right, but as far as mankind, because you're driving around in your car and you're spitting out carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide is one oxygen atom connected to one carbon atom. And so, therefore, you know, it's still heavier than oxygen, and it still goes down to the ground. But they can't even get that part right. Cars don't produce carbon dioxide. People produce carbon dioxide. And both carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, through a process called photosynthesis, the plants scrub off the carbon and turn it into sugar, which is plant food,
exactly.
And give us back oxygen. So we have a symbiotic relationship not only with the carbon dioxide, the carbon monoxide, and the plants. See, carbon monoxide is only dangerous to you because it's small enough molecule that it can get into your respiratory system and give you fucking carbon poison. And carbon dioxide is large enough that it will displace the oxygen in your lungs and cause you to suffocate. Both carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide will kill you. One will poison you and suffocate you, and the other one will just suffocate you. But either way, if there was enough carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide coming from the tailpipe of your car up to the upper atmosphere, every single person on this planet would be dead right now. And if that, if what I just said isn't true, then they need to go back all the way back to the 60s, and they need to rewrite every single science book that was ever written since that point on. Period.
Well, there's another point I want to make about this Maunder, or this solar minimum that we're going through. When we have these, when the sun decides to quiet, when it goes through these 11-year cycles, then it does not provide the magnetic tether strength that we need to keep our shield up, our magnetic shield that keeps harmful radiation from bombarding this planet. The sun also mitigates the amount of radiation that comes through to us. Well, both shields are faulting right now. They're very weak because there is no sunspot activity to keep it up and strong. So we should be warning the people that there is more radiation coming into our system, into our atmosphere, and that there are precautions that we should make. We need to let people know. How many people do you know? I know there's a lot here. I live in an agricultural area.
Go ahead. Well, what about climate change? Do you believe in climate change?
Well, yes, but I don't believe it's because we're getting warmer. I believe that the climate's always changing. This is something that's documentable. This is not pseudoscience. This is reality. Yes, the climate is changing, but it's not because we're breathing out too much CO2. It is because the sun is going to sleep, and it's going to affect our crops.
Well,
it has been affecting our crops. It's going to affect a lot of aspects of what we do, how we do them, and how we can do them in the future. We should be preparing for this.
Let's hear Tom's thoughts on it.
I do have to add here. Okay, one thing that is not being noted. I don't believe in global warming either. I don't believe in that. The climate is changing. Things are changing. But people are not noting the clear-cutting of forests. People are not paying attention to the pollution, to the chemtrailing, to the changes of the food, the GMOs. That's what's killing us. This is the serious part of this. All that rue about the global warming crap, that's all a setup to get people angry about CO2 like you're talking about, and
that's
the big
true.
Tax money that's going to come in, and also pushing us toward the Agenda 21/30, because if we're the ones who are, you know, the common people, we're the ones that are being blamed, not the corporations who are clear-cutting, drilling, oil spilling, and overfishing, and I could go on, but they're not being blamed. We, the common people, are, so we're all terrified that we're all going to die because of global warming, and guess what they'll tell us to do? They'll give us the solution, and they'll say, well, you're not going to be allowed to go to have land, and you're not going to be allowed to go into the forest anymore, you're not going to be allowed to do this, you're not going to be allowed to do that, you're not going to be allowed to drive a car because they're polluting, you know, the earth, and so on. You're not going to be allowed to do this. We have a solution for you. And well, there,
it's all a money game. If you pay us enough money, it'll fix the climate.
Let's hear Tom's thoughts on it, because he asked the question if what we believe in climate change. So what's your thoughts on it, Tom?
I believe in climate change, that the weather's changing. It's like getting colder and hotter certain times of the year.
Yeah.
And, it's the cause of it is from, I don't know who said it, like clear-cutting the forest.
Well, there you go. And to verify what you just said, what Patty said, and what Barbara said, is that here's what's going on, folks. Look, we mentioned that they had the capability years ago to seed the clouds with silver iodide. They also had the capabilities using high-frequency and low-frequency waves to manipulate the molecules in the atmosphere and basically tamper with the weather. We know that they can do this. NASA has done it. NASA's actually created a rain cloud. Well, here's the thing. Our Earth is a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions, and any time that you put cold here, it causes a reaction. So just like Newton, just like he said, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So if I put a whole bunch of cold in this water, anything that's warm is going to react with that water. So like over at Fukushima, where they got this radioactive water that is seeping into the deal. This radioactive isotope's in this water, whereas I don't believe is as dangerous as what everybody else thinks, but I do believe it is dangerous to the extent that it is changing the temperature of the water. And anybody who has ever had any tropical fish know that temperature makes a difference. These fish have to be in a certain temperature, otherwise they will die. And the same thing would apply to any farms that are like inland. If a farmer is out there and he's using a whole lot of all kinds of anhydrous ammonia and all kinds of fertilizers and pesticides, and then it rains down and that water goes down into my pond. Now, my pond is so super nutrient rich that plants will grow wild, and if the fish aren't capable of keeping up and eating that plant life out fast enough, well then that ecosystem inside that pond will collapse in on itself. So what we're doing here is quite literally peeing in our own fishbowl, so to speak. So if you ain't got something outside for us, cleaning that water every so often, taking a little bit of the bad water out, putting fresh water in, then that fish bowl will become so acidic that it will burn the gills on the fish, and the fish can't no longer get oxygen. That's what we're doing to our environment. When you're clear-cutting these sections, you're changing the environment in that area. You're changing the temperature. You're changing the weather. And when you're doing things like putting Corexit down to supposedly cover up an oil spill, and that stuff is down there, you got water temperatures that will literally make a difference. You know, like oil will float on water, but when you put that chemical Corexit in there, it's going to cause that to bond together, and supposedly it breaks it up, and then the little microbes can eat it up quicker. But now, because of the buoyancy, that chemical is actually floating on a layer underneath the dill. And so think about this for a second. You're a fish, and you got oil in your body, and this is floating along. There's this stream of Corexit floating down there, because they put thousands of gallons of this stuff down in the water. All right? And you know, you got Fukushima over here. It's warming up this side of the water, which is changing the current flow because, you know, heat rises and cold falls and so on and so forth. So that actually causes a reaction. So now you got this chemical that's floating along, and suddenly it hits some warm water, and it floats up to the top right through a school of fish, and then suddenly these fish can't breathe anymore, and they die. And then people wonder why, oh, well, what just happened here? These fish died. Plus, fish and all animals out there navigate using the Earth's magnetic field lines, and so they know how to go south or north or whichever direction to every single season under the sun. They know which direction to go naturally because of their built-in radar, so to speak. Well, if you're out there and you got 5G network over here and 3G over there, and you're pumping all these electromagnetic waves in all different directions, you got total and utter chaos. You got, instead of ducks flying south for the winter, they're flying north, and then they're flying east, and then they're flying west because they're trying to follow a magnetic field that no longer exists in the sense that they're accustomed to, and so they don't know where to go, so they just said to heck with it and stay here. I seen robins in the middle of summertime or wintertime when there was snow on the ground. I saw robins out there. Those robins should have done been, you know, down at warmer climate by now. So yeah, we personally are manipulating and interacting with our nature's system, and this is why I keep saying, if you're an environmentalist, if you're one of the people that's concerned about global warming and climate change and saving the planet and saving the trees, don't stand out there with a wooden stick and a paper sign saying save the trees, go out and plant one, and then start working on all these systems as solutions are available, readily available. We got access to so much information right now. We can build perfect machines that will work in perfect harmony with nature and not do all these polluting things. But it's these corporations out there that want to make the money, all right? It's got to be you that makes the difference.
I think that the most important thing that we can do right now, if you want to understand what's happening with the climate, a lot of the massive fish kills that you're seeing in the oceans can be attributable to many, many different things. One of those things is under the seabeds, the volcanism that is occurring right now, the same as the volcanism that is occurring all over the globe on islands, on continents. The volcanoes are waking up because of the amount of energy that is being bombarded into our Earth. Our Earth is electric. It's electromagnet connection. With the solar system, with the sun, all of this is known. You can go and research this. You can do it on your own. Look up solar minimum, grand solar minimum, grand solar.
Well, any two magnetic fields will interact with each other.
When you have, yes, and when you have your government and they're up there chemtrailing, and they're putting in barium, and they're putting in strontium, and they're putting in aluminum. Ask yourself, okay, other than just simply trying to kill us, what would be the purpose of putting this stuff up in the upper atmosphere? Well, if you look at barium, what does it do? It soaks up radiation. If you look at aluminum, what does it do? It reflects the radiation. They are mitigating, they're trying to mitigate, they're trying to cool the earth, and it's not going to help, but what they're doing is twofold. And they're not only just killing us, they're actually trying to hold off us finding out that we're coming into this solar minimum. They're trying their best because they know.
Well,
they've got their domes. They've got their deep underground bunkers. They're all set up. The continuity of government will go ahead just as it should be.
Well,
we are going to be sitting here because none of us are paying attention. We're following what they're telling us when we have the ability in the minds to research it ourselves. And if you do research this solar minimum that is coming up, you'll see there's plenty of information out there, but they're not talking about it. This should be your first red flag. We know when they don't talk about something, when they're shunning it and don't want it out there, that there must be something to it. And we have, like I said, there's not anecdotal evidence to this. There is historical, documented evidence to support this is what's happening.
Well,
and like you were saying, Shaziz, the things that they're doing to try and mitigate are hurting life.
Well, that's
they're
the
not
thing.
Worried about they're not worried about clear cutting a freaking forest because they know what is going to happen.
If this is their best science, then I would have to say we are in serious jeopardy because these folks did not pay attention to their own teachings back in the day of real science. Because if Newton's theory of whatever is correct, and for every action is an equal and opposite reaction, if you're putting all this crud in the air, And on the ground, you're starting to notice that your leaves are getting burn marks where they didn't normally have burn marks. And you're seeing this different things in nature that's falling apart. Then that ought to be a red flag to you, but it's not. And so if they're putting this crud in the air and suddenly people are starting to come up with all kinds of respiratory diseases like bronchitis and whatever, you know, all this crazy stuff, then the average Joe standing on the ground only got two options. Either they're flat out stupid or they're quite literally trying to kill us. Either way, neither one's the good thing, if you understand what I'm trying to say. But
we just need to realize that the governments aren't in it for us. Well, no control that could ever be instituted can function if their only concern is the people. No government will ever stand simply for the interest of its own people. It can't. That's not the way governments are made. That's not the way they're run. They would go bankrupt and they would be defunct.
Health.
The way that governments work is through control.
Health cures are available. Free energy is available. Every single thing that we've been looking for, every single problem that needs to be resolved in this world, for every single problem out there, there is a solution that is right now, with all the technology and all the knowledge that we got, readily available. And when people are ready to sit down and implement these solutions, then we'll get things resolved. You know, we could sit around for days and days and talk about how rotten the government is. All right, but until you get up off the couch, you're not a quarterback. Until you get up off the couch, you're not a politician. Until you get up off the couch, you're not doing anything to resolve the issues. I could sit around and get angry because somebody's chopping down the trees down there, or I could get out there and I could start planting some trees and voice my disagreement with them cutting them all down. Say, look, you know, you cut them down, you ain't going to be able to breathe very well once all those are gone. But nonetheless, a proactive stance on getting something done is what needs to be done, and the only ones that can do it is we, the people. That's the whole
proactive.
Key. Look
proactive
at
proactive is a key word rather than reactive. And I'm just listening to y'all, and I'm thinking about how well they have set everything up to bring us to this position where we are today.
Yes.
Where it is... where people's focus is limited on something that mainstream media feeds us, and I'm going to
10 minute sound bites,
and I'm going to point to Trump. Okay, I'm going to point to how easily people jump on what Trump has said, what Trump hasn't done, or what Trump is looking like, or what he's all that. How easy, because that's a plan. To get people just, you know, with minimal focus on this sound bite, what Trump did, what he said, what his book, favorite book, whatever you want to call it, this minimizes our ability, really, to do research, the deep research that's needed, and really brings people onto that point that Trump is a racist, or Trump is a this, or so-and-so. This is the whole point of their plan, folks. This is what I'm hearing and feeling and sensing right now, because this is where the majority of people are being swung back in that direction, swung back in that direction, and it's all about these little tiny sound bites.
It's to get a reaction. It's to make you mad.
That's right. But when we do it, we have to be careful. So as people who are here on this radio, okay, our attempt is, and I hope we are somewhat successful, is to bring to the forefront and to the people, to the listeners, the bigger picture. We do go down the rabbit holes. We do extensive research. And when if I read something, for instance, on a little portion of a research piece, I don't just stop there and run with that. I don't just say, oh, that's it. There it is, right there. That's it. No, I go further. That's what I'm talking about. If you see something or read something or mainstream media blurts out this or so-and-so puts up something, that find the source, find the fact, you know, who is this source? Is this real or not? Don't just spew it out like, yeah, this is a fact. It's not a fact until you really do the deep research.
Yeah.
Because that's a ploy. That's what they do. So if I read something that kind of like startles me, or maybe I'll go, uh-oh, I'm not going to just take that as fact. I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to find out, is this real or is this a lie? Is this a manipulation? Because the majority of things that we are seeing, unless you do deep research, are just manipulations. So they're really to spin us and keep us on a track of Trump is a bigot. Trump is a racist. Trump is the one. Trump is the one. It's not just Trump. This is what we've been trying to say. If you don't know that this is the whole system, then you're missing the big picture.
I also need to add what you said, Barbara.
Right.
I also need to add what you said, Barbara. I explained, I think on last night's round table about jury duty, and with prior knowledge going into jury duty that both the defense and the prosecution had the option to get certain evidences excluded from being presented to the jury, then if I don't have all the evidence, then I can, if I'm willing to accept the norm, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, then I will accept whatever evidence they do present to me, and then I will make a verdict that could very well be the wrong verdict, because this guy may very well be innocent if all the evidence came to the table. And so I can't in good conscience serve on a jury unless they're under the understanding that if they present any evidence, it has to be beyond a shadow of a doubt, not a reasonable doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, irrefutable evidence before I could come back and say, yeah, I honestly believe this person's guilty, and then tamper with their freedoms. That's what you need to do when you're out there researching. You need to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, know this information is true before you replicate it out there, because they will put things out there on the table because they know it will offend people, it will make them mad, and they'll go out there and tell that information. That's how propaganda works. It works on both sides of the fence. Don't matter what color you are, don't matter what religious background or whatever, if you say anything about hurting children, everybody is in there. No, we can't allow them to hurt the children. And that's one of the things that they're going to use if they ever decide to pull this gun control, like they got these high school kids going to go out and protest in the streets over gun laws and stuff like that, because they know you care about those kids. Now, what happens the day when you see the cops in there abusing those kids? Everybody gets mad. Oh, we can't allow this to happen to these kids. Let's give up our guns and save our kids, that kind of stuff, you know. That's how propaganda works. And you got to pay attention. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. If you're not paying attention, you're going to lose it. And once you lose it, it's you better figure out a way to get it back, because it's going to be rough. Am I wrong? What's your thoughts, Tom?
Sorry, I was in the bathroom. What are we talking about?
Oh, never mind. The world done caught fire while you were gone.
We're talking about propaganda. And you have to realize, we all have to realize that we are under the propaganda attack on all levels.
We're being played.
Yeah, like a banjo.
We're being played.
Yes, Trump is a propaganda. Everything that Trump says is propaganda.
Everything that's being said is propaganda by the MSN, by the governments across the globe. Yeah. There is no... Yeah. Trump is not responsible for the bullshit... Oops, sorry. That we find ourselves in today. We are. Because we're sitting here on Facebook and on radio and everywhere talking about personal aspects of an individual, while we should be talking about what is happening to our nation, what laws are being enacted against our people, what we are being made to be forced to do. But we're not. We're talking about a book that he, quote, supposedly is his favorite book. I mean, we're talking about he's, quote, supposedly a bigot, a racist. What difference does that make to you or me? Or anybody listening? What does make a difference is that our nation here is being overturned like every other nation across this globe, and we're being led to a new world order that is going to take every bit of freedom from us. It's going to take our health. It's going to take our children. It's going to take our minds. It's going to take everything from us. And we're sitting here worried about Trump is a bigot? Well, I mean, doesn't that seem a little odd to you?
While you were in the bathroom, and I'll just reiterate here, I was saying that if you are focused completely on Trump as the problem, as the issue, with all the expletives that you want to put out, then you're missing the big picture. And that's what we're trying to say to everyone. It's the big picture.
Yep,
you are being distracted away from the big picture by focusing on this one person as the problem. That's why we get so frustrated.
Worked up, because nobody's listening. Everybody wants to attack the person when that's not helping. It's like Shaziz says, attacking Trump is like standing out there with a piece of wood and a piece of paper on it and saying, quit destroying the trees. What?
Yeah.
You destroyed the trees to make the poster. Well, it's the same thing with Trump. I mean, we cannot, and every other POTUS in every other government across the globe, they're puppets, and they're there to make sure that we don't catch on, that we don't figure out what is going on. And it's working, and that's what's driving us crazy, is that we're not unified together. We are continuously being separated by all of this fluff, by all of this stuff that doesn't matter. We have so much to come together on and to do something about, and we have everything we need to do it.
That's right.
Everything we need.
Bingo.
I guess I'd say that the majority of people, this is a deliberate, to put a person in position of authority so that everybody focuses on that person as the bad person, as the worst person. Where, in fact, it is not that person alone. It has never been one person alone. And if you get caught up in all of your focus and all of your energy on that one person who seems to be your problem, then you are missing the bigger picture. Because over and over again, we have said throughout history, our government has been corrupt. There's a deep state. That is a given. So this person, whoever it is in position now as our president, it does not matter. His behavior doesn't matter. It's the big picture that you're missing, and it's deliberate to dissuade you from doing the real research and also looking for the solutions and stop bandying about the fact that this one is a bigot or this one is a that or that one, so on. This is the whole part that we're saying. This is a deliberate thing. So I guess I'd ask people, so what is the purpose? What are you getting from this?
Well,
right? What is the purpose you are achieving by focusing on this one person? I don't like him, but I'm not going to spend my time. I don't like the things he says. I don't like a lot of that, what he's about.
Right.
I know he's not the issue.
All right. We got to begin. We got to begin
exactly
to wrap this thing up, but before I go around the table, we'll let Tom go after I'm done with saying what I'm going to say, but we'll let Tom go first because he's the newest one on here. But here's the thing, folks. There are only celebrities in the world because you hold them aloft. There is only an elitist group, secret societies, sub-governments, secret governments, all that kind of stuff because you hold them aloft. You, quite literally, you the people. That's why it says on the United States Constitution in big, bold print, we the people. You are the government. And the only reason why these folks are even in power, the only reason why these folks are able to amass wealth is because you are the base of the pyramid. You're holding the capstone up. And the day that you realize the true power that you actually have within you to actually make a difference, even on an individual level, you think you don't have no power. But believe me, your words are so much more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Your actions are powerful. If you took and you focused your energy as opposed to fighting with each other, see, while you're trying to hold up the base of that, while you're down there at the base of the pyramid and you're holding up all those levels above you, all those elitists and all the wealthy individuals, you're holding them up with all your hard works and all your worries and everything that you've got to go through on a daily life. You, the people, are the ones that are making the foundation that all these people are standing on your head. All right. The moment you figure that out, the moment you realize that all these answers to everything that you've been worried about, whether it be the saving the planet or starvation or homelessness or sickness in the world, you got natural cures that nature has provided. You've got free energy that is so abundant, it's crazy. There are so many resources on this planet. You will never, ever, ever, ever run out of any resource on this planet. I don't care what anybody tells you. If they're wearing a lab coat and they're telling you that they're a scientist and they're saying, well, we're going to run out of fresh water. Well, let me tell you something. Take a good long look over there at Dubai. They not only built the land that they're standing on with their skyscrapers, but they built huge desalination plants and they have plenty of fresh water to go around. So if you're standing next to the ocean and dying of thirst, it's because you didn't pay attention in science class. Period. So with all that said, we could solve homelessness. We could solve sickness. We could solve starvation, but it is never going to occur until that one word that is so important, we. The government ain't going to do it. The corporations ain't going to do it. They're going to do everything that they can to keep their wallet full. They're going to do everything that they can to keep their power structure in place. And when you start gathering up with your people in your local vicinity, networking with those, and start working on what kind of problems we got around here. Well, we need that little stream over there cleaned out because it keeps flooding down in that area. Okay, so you guys get together, you fix it. All right, that's it. You find the problem and you fix it. When you start doing that on a local scale and the town overlooks over and says, well, how you guys manage to get your stuff done like that? And you tell them how, that's how you spread it. That's how you network it. You don't ask the government or Mr. Mom or Mr. Dad or whatever to do your job for you. You get up off the couch and you make things happen. And every bit of information is available right here and it's all over. It's right at your fingertips. If you're on a computer right now and you can't find it, you ain't looking for it, period. So with that said, folks, the solutions are available. The platform for talking to each other is available. You got a microphone here. You can jump on there. If you don't like this network right here, you can jump over there to People for People Network or TCT Radio or any of the other affiliated networks. There are people out there talking solutions right now. And if they're talking nothing but negativity, if they're talking about doom and gloom and we're all going to die and it's all hope is lost, then you're not in the right place. Come over here. Because what we're telling you right now is as bad as things out there and as worse as it could get, the solutions are available. And it's going to take everybody and his brother to try to make this thing happen to resolve it. These presidents, these senators and congressmen, the executive, legislative, judicial branches of government, all the corporations, the corporate elite, all the most wealthy people out there in the world, while you're down there at the bottom with your picket sign pissing and moaning because, oh, well, they got all this and they got all that and we ain't got nothing. Well, you gotta come on, folks. Wake up. All right. If you would have paid attention in school, nature has provided every single resource necessary because maybe nature was smart enough to realize that we were knuckleheads and we were going to make a mess and fight with one another until we figured out the true meaning of life. You are your brother's keeper and you are nature's keeper and you're supposed to be out there working in harmony with one another and nature. And until you figure out that, you're going to have wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, and all that craziness. If they're out there saying save the children, but they're dropping a drone strike on some other place over there, knocking them into the Stone Age, they're just adding to the problem. And if you're tired of adding to the problem, then become part of the solution. Join us here on the Knights of the Round Table. Join us on any of these other networks. Build groups in your little communities, your villages, your cities, towns, and whatever, all the way up to your states, and keep the ball rolling and spread this message to everybody. Anybody out there you hear discouraged, have them listen to the words of Patty, have them listen to the words of Tom, have them listen to the words of Barbara and Two Dog, and have them come over here, share information links, anything beneficial, and that's how you get it resolved. Asking the government to do the job for you is never going to get it done, and peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. And if that's what you want, then I guess that's what you'll get. And if you're worried about gun control, then stand up and say something. If you're worried about people getting hurt, then start educating people on how to treat each other right. Period. But I, for one, I'm not living in a utopia right now. I don't have the luxury of knowing that I can walk out there in my front yard and know that I'm perfectly safe and leave my door unlocked at night, and that if I'm in trouble that the man's going to come run and save me. I live out in the country, so it's going to be 45 minutes to an hour to possibly never before law enforcement shows up. And so I'm going to exercise my Second Amendment, and I'm going to keep and bear arms just like the Constitution provided for me. And so if you're out there wanting to get rid of my guns, it ain't gonna happen. If you're out there trying to get rid of them, and then eventually ain't none of the citizens got them at all, well, then whatever the government says, he who has the gold makes the rules, and he who has the bigger gun is the boss, and that's plain and simple. So with that said, folks, I'm gonna go to Tom first, because he hadn't really got a chance to say a whole lot, and that's because we get passionate here on this show. It should be longer. We should have a 24-hour night to the round table. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that would work.
So, you got anything to add there before we get out of here, Tom?
Yeah, these government leaders are a bunch of puppets, you know? They just spread a bunch of propaganda, and I don't know, what are we supposed to do about it? We have to listen to... I try not to pay attention, I try not to watch TV, but it's everywhere. You turn on your Facebook or... Even People for People, you turn on People for People, they're talking about Trump or some other leader. Like the leader, the government of Ireland is corrupt. You have somebody that's locked up in jail for protesting evictions.
Yep, and it'll only get worse. Grassroots, brother. Grassroots. You fix your home, you make your home comfortable, you make your home safe, and then you work your way out to your neighbors and in your communities, and you do it incrementally, just like they damaged it incrementally. This thing didn't get this bad overnight, and it ain't going to get repaired overnight. But the best that you can do is the best that you can do for yourself, first off, because if you're strong, then you can be strong for everybody else. If you let all this stuff eat you alive, then you're not going to be strong enough to take care of your family when times really get hard. And so do the best you can for yourself. Do the best you can for your family, and do the best you can for your community. And while you're being that light out there, that lighthouse for all of the people that surround you, they'll look and see what you've done, and they will adopt the good things in your life. You see what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah. All right, are we done now?
Yeah, I guess we'll go to Barbara. You want to go first or Patty?
I'll go first. Thank you. Well, what you said, we get passionate here, and we surely do, and I guess that's because we're really loving everyone, and we love this Mother Earth, and we're really in our heart and mind is thinking about the children and the grandchildren, certainly what we're leaving here, and we see pretty much, I think, all that's before us, and what is the plan, the agenda, the manipulations, the running the lives of people, the mind control, putting people in this fear state, and refocusing them on minimal, minor things, like we said before, so that they cannot really see the bigger picture. I think that some of us here, we've breached... I guess you'd say we've breached the fortress that they've built to actually see some of the bigger picture. We don't have all the answers, certainly not, but we've certainly become aware of the seriousness of the situation that we are in. It's not just here on Turtle Island, it's all over the world, so those wherever you're listening from, we're all in this together. And they've separated us deliberately, and they've They manipulated our minds to focus on, like I said, minor stuff that is not significant. What it is it feeds our anger. They're feeding our anger deliberately. That's what they want to do. They want to get us all spinning. They're doing that. Good job at that. I see people spinning all the time. To constantly rediscuss and rehash and rehash and rehash the minimal, minor stuff instead of really getting into the bigger picture of what is really going on and how serious it is. And I know there's lots of prophecies that are unfolding in our times. Lots of our elders' prophecies, for instance, are unfolding. You could say the biblical prophecies are unfolding in our lifetime. And gosh, I remember like a little over a year ago, Patty and I were talking and we said, well, sis, it's happening in our time.
Yep.
We are here in this timeline, and prophecy is happening. And that was huge to come to that realization. It really hit us, because we've been talking and talking and talking for years about the coming things, and now boom, here we are. We're seeing it laid out, you know, plain, sweetly simple to look at if you want to, but don't get sidetracked. The sidetracking of people is a deliberate, so you don't see the bigger picture. So you don't really know the plan is here now. Now the manipulated plan. Then you have the prophetics, the prophecies written in ancient times, the elders' prophecies. It's a lot to deal with. And you know, I always say, whatever you do, if you have to step away from the mainstream media, if you have to unlatch, detach, disconnect from what is ruling you, running you, that's very important. It's okay to do that. You won't miss anything, because it's all laid out. It's all happening. It's all the same, being spoken over and over and over and rehashed. It's the same thing wherever you look, like you said, Tom. Same thing is happening everywhere. So what you are being diverted from doing is really getting yourself together, helping your family, preparing what you need to do. And I always say, you know, no matter what's coming, something is coming, okay? I don't profess to know exactly, but I know that there is something, and it's going to be a huge challenge. I mean, it's a challenge right now, but we're being led somewhere. What is the final outcome, I feel, is up to Creator. It's in Creator's hands, but I want to participate in a way where I'm going to put my energy, my focus, shine my light on what I want and pray for. Is for be the good thing for the whole. I'm not going to get stopped on my way with all this junk and all this craziness and all this spinning and all this name calling and all this stuff. I'm not going to allow myself to do that. It's easy to get sidetracked, and that's what they want. They know us so well. Okay. But the other thing they know is the power that we do have, and that's why they're imprinting and impressing and building up this mess, so that we get stopped from shining our light, from coming together, from standing strong together and being in unity. That's what they fear the most.
Well, as crazy as it sounds, I honestly believe that they are quite literally afraid of us.
Afraid of us. That's what I said. They fear us the most, because we do have a power. And if you don't believe it, you better get that right within your own self. And I feel the power is prayer. The power is our words, our thoughts. We didn't talk much about energy and frequency, but that's what I'm talking about. If you have a focus on a negative, that energy is what is created.
Well, that's a key word right there, that focus, is because right now is the time that everybody should step out of the box and as far back as possible and focus in on it, and the truth will tell itself.
Yes, if you, I guess you have to ask yourself, what do you want to align with? We have free will to align with this madness, this spinning craziness, fear, and all that stuff. You could take that road, or you could take the other road. You could focus on the light, on love, on compassion, on forgiveness, on being tender, on being helpful, of coming into unity, of lending a hand, of being in service, you know, of being grateful for the sacred gift we've all been given. And just ignore the fear mongers, ignore the pending coming other stuff. Be in the different frequency. step into the different frequency, because that's going to make a difference. I call it getting your spiritual garden in place, your spiritual foundation strong, because when things come, you're going to need it. Don't wait till something comes where you say, wait, I need help, or talk to Tokashala, or Great Spirit, or God. So this is what I'm talking about. This is all a manipulation. It's in our hands, people. And so if you're spending a lot of time focusing on POTUS or on this one or that one, you're wasting your energy and you're wasting your time, because you're falling way behind in building your strength in your spiritual connectedness and helping your family and holding a good space.
Well, that's all I'm going to say.
I get it, and I love
Two Dog, and I love his focus on the scales of justice, because you know he takes words literally just like all the rest of us, and what he hears he takes it serious. But I know that I know Two Dog's heart, and I know that he don't want anybody trying to manipulate, you know, his views and opinions on stuff. He wants the truth just like all the rest of us. You know, this whole deal about all the information that's presented to us, I'm saying we got to question everything, no matter what side of the fence it comes from. It's like these folks have manipulated us for so long. You know, when a man of faith starts to question his own faith, is my words, when I say, you know, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, is that basically erasing my prayer to my Creator? I don't know that, alright? And until my heart tells me that that's the wrong thing to say, or until I find the truth of wherever it is, I gotta walk my faith faithfully, if that makes any sense to anybody besides me.
Part of that can be a manipulation, and that's what I think is going on too. It's a whole other show, but here's what I feel. I feel if you have a good heart, you have a good heart spirit, you're a good person, you're a kind person, you're a loving person. I'd say we're all here on the panel like that. We've made mistakes for sure, but I feel Creator knows who you really are. Really knows, you know, all of us.
I believe that as well. So if I'm wrong, and it wasn't the way it's supposed to be, and I was tricked into what I know, that my Creator knows my heart, and so
that's right.
That's where I'm following.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying about every one of us here on this panel.
Yeah. And so what we got two left there. Two Dog, you want to go first, or Patty, you want to go first?
Let Patty go.
Okay, ladies first, Patty.
Two Dog's going to lead us out in prayer, I hope. But, well, first off, Shaziz and Gary, Gaz, I need you to, I need to apologize. I did the potty mouth thing, so here's my money in the potty mouth jar. Okay, just put that in there. So I got that taken care of. But, you know, I have to apologize, because I do get passionate, and I come off strong, because that's just who I am. But it's because I care. It's because I care so much, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we got this, that we, as people of the earth, as individuals, and coming together, not in a single focus of, hey, you've got to do this and you've got, but coming together and saying, you know, we need to work together. We have all the solutions. There's nothing we got to find. There's nothing that we have to go outside of ourselves to get to change the narrative here, to change the future for us. Nothing. We've got it all. Each and every individual on this earth has the solution. And I know this. And so this is why I'm so passionate. And I want you to think about this. If you put your faith in government, and if your forefathers put their faith in government, and your ancestors put their faith in government, then why are we still in this mess if government is the solution? Yep. Why are each of us across the globe dealing with the same thing in government if government is the solution? What have they ever given you that you didn't get yourself, that you didn't create for yourself? This is what we need to think about. This is where we need to be. not looking at who's sitting in a frickin' building somewhere who doesn't even know our name, but what our neighbors can do, what we can do in our communities, what we can do on such a large scale. We here that are listening to this radio, we here that are on this panel, we are everywhere, yeah. Everywhere. There's not a place that we are not. We are here for solutions, and we've all got them. But what we've been trained for, like Pavlov's dogs, is when they ring the bell of dissension, we come running, because we think that our governments have the best interest in our welfare, and they don't. They never have. If they did, we wouldn't be in the messes that we are right now. So what do we have? What are the tools we have? We have compassion. We have love. We have truth. And we have every solution we need to get us through without government. I'm sorry, I'm not a proponent of government, nor will I ever be. They've never done anything. They've never done a single thing to promote my happiness. Nothing. Their Bill of Rights has nothing to do with my rights that I was born with, which are the same rights that every person on this globe has. Every individual was born with the same rights. No piece of paper can give that to you. You are responsible for those rights. You are responsible for whether you accept them and fight for them, or whether you give into fear and give them up. Fear has no basis in the world that we want to create. Fear is their world. It is the world of the control. We have no reason to fear. We've got everything we need.
That's right.
Everything we need. And this is why I get so passionate when we start putting all our attention on these governments, where these people, these puppets, and the news media keep us so up in arms at each other, as if they control our very lives. And if they are controlling your life, why?
So
why are you letting them do that?
So Patty,
when we, what?
Do you think that when the average Joe quite literally uses the government as a weapon against their neighbor, that is where the underlying problem really exists?
Yes. There is no, you know, this thing about the left, the right, the far left, the far right, the Republican, the Democrat, all of this is nonsense. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. If there were, we wouldn't be in the freaking shape that we are right now. What is real to us? What is real? What is real in your life today? When you walk out of your front door, is the government going to be there to help you put food on the table and put gas in your car? No, they're not. You're going to do that. You're going to go out. You're going to go to your job. You're going to work. You're going to come home. You're going to give the government half of your money, and what little bit is left, you're going to try to make ends meet with. But the government doesn't care.
No.
They don't care. So when you go out and you buy your land, that's your land. No, it's not. The government owns it.
Right.
You say, no, that's not true. I have a title. Well, don't pay your taxes and see what happens.
This is
what I'm saying.
And
we have to stop putting our faith in this conglomerate of control and start putting our faith in each other and what we can actually do.
So, Patty, when you use the government at the basically as a weapon against your neighbor because maybe their grass is too high, aren't you quite literally eroding your own freedom by using the government as a weapon?
Yeah, and it's just like saying, well, you don't have the right to speak what you want to speak because it harms me. Who are you harming saying that? You're harming yourself. Nothing, you know, it's like the government comes out with these really good things and says, we're going to do this so you guys will get along and everybody will be peaceful and they'll be happy. We're going to take a little bit of your rights away, and that way everybody's going to be happy. And what happens? The people who were hollering to take these people's rights away get their rights taken away.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd that work? Jeez.
Well,
you know?
I agree with everything you said. And I'll tell you one thing. Somebody out there, some wise man or woman out there said that the most scariest words you'll ever hear is, we're the government and we're here to help. That's so true, man. Don't call the cops because you might go to jail. Anyway, right. Patty, that was some wonderful words. I hope people take them to heart. And so we got saved the best for last here. Two Dog, you there, brother?
I'm here, brother.
Yeah, well, I know you got some words of wisdom boiling up inside you, brother.
Well, here's the thing that I think of before I do this prayer, okay? Every human being... We're all human beings here around the world. Okay? We're all related. And all this, divide and conquer thing, that's what's going on too. But it's a fact of whatever faith you are, hold tight to that faith. That's another point. Hold tight to what creator you call.
Be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself. Be true to your heart. The situation is, peace is so simple, they make it difficult. Peace is really simple. Peace is all I'm talking about here, really. There is a malfunction, yeah, because we got, we got people saying how, divided this country is, and I've seen a bit of it. But the fact of the matter is unity, love, honor, respect of each other, love, honor, respect of everything that flies, walks, and crawls is also our relation. Water is life. Minuichoni. Okay? The situation is there's a lot of distinction. As far as if you trust the government to do that, there's been 499 treaties with Indian people, and no, they didn't keep that.
Yeah. Their track record stinks, brother.
So here's the thing. If you, and now let's go with Thomas Jefferson for a minute. He is talking about freedom, but you can talk about freedom while you hold a slave. That's not cool.
That's hypocrisy.
So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to do it like this, and then we'll go from here. Gichimaniku, Wakantanka Shankashila, God, Jesus. All the things that people call you around the world, hear me today. I am only a weak child of yours. I send this small voice through the wind. Hear me. Grandfather, we look at things. We try to discuss these things. We see this darkness. We see the light. There's both sides. We know that action has equal reaction to everything we do, Grandfather. We ask you to humbly look at ourselves, to let us walk upon this earth, Mother, to understand that we are part of her. And freedom starts within ourselves. Unity starts by someone speaking to another. When someone is down, we know to pick them up because they are our brother and our relation, Grandfather, because they were made by you. Grandfather, may we understand that this is only something to separate and divide. May we stop looking at the separation. May we stop looking at the division and start looking at what we can do for each other. Grandfather, we do this in all humbly honor. And all we do on this show is to try to help. And may we always understand that we keep that one-on-one relationship with you, Tankashila. And may all these things come to pass. And may we do it in a good way.
Amen, brother. Look, for those folks out there listening in, I know we ran over and the networks that are being tolerant and patient with us, I appreciate that, but sometimes these shows get so passionate. Two Dog had a vision. He's on a mission to bring a bunch of flags together to represent all nations and put them underneath the Tree of Peace. It's a really important thing, and the words come together. I think that's what I'm going to title this podcast, Come Together, because that's the only way we're going to fix anything. We can't rely on governments that break treaties. We can't rely on governments that take us and our children to war. We can't rely on all the craziness that we've had to deal with. We can't rely on the mainstream media to tell the truth. We can't even trust that the alternative media is going to tell the truth as well. We have to be discerning in any information that's presented before us to make a wise and conscious decision to do the right thing at any given time. We got to follow our hearts. And if allowed to, truth will tell its own story. We have to be the ones to push this world in the right direction. We have to be the ones to lay the paving stones down for all of our future generations to come, all of our children, our children's children. If we put the stones down for them to have a smooth path into the future, if we begin to work in harmony with nature, which we have all the technology available to do so. This world isn't overpopulated. This world isn't in jeopardy of running out of any resource. It's all been here. Science has already showed us that everything that is here was here and has been here and will always be here regardless, because the system recycles itself. And so we have the answers available, and it's time right now to start to take those solutions and bring them into our communities and make them into reality. See, there's some people that believe that you, quite literally, with your mind and your words, you create the reality that you live in. And that's true. And if you go by the biblical sense, then we were made in our God's image, and that makes us creators. We create our own pain, we create our own suffering, we create our own destiny. And those folks out there that know our heart know how to manipulate our heart using keywords and labels and everything that they do to try to divide us and push our buttons and get us angry and get us sad. They know how to get us to do what they want us to do. And it's time that we stop allowing them to do that. It's time that we take back our true power that we were given, our God-given, our Creator-given rights that we were born with. These aren't things that a piece of paper allows us. These aren't things that a group of individuals allow us. These are things that we were born with that allow us. These were our Creator's rules and laws and gifts that we've been given that no man can take away. And all of us who are created equal, because we all bleed the same and we all die the same, we all suffer the same, we all live on the same land, and we all live, die, and breed, and everything else, that we all do it the same. There ain't no differences. There's only differences in the mind of what you've been told and the labels that's been bestowed upon you by the evil that rules this world that we have to partake in. Maybe we chose to be here, maybe we didn't choose to be here. But one thing that stands for true is that we do have a choice on what kind of future we go into. If you can look down the road and you can see that there's two paths to walk down, and this one kind of looks a little bit rough, and you can see ahead enough to find out that you don't want to go down that path, and you take your family and your friends and society and life, everybody from every nation, under every single flag, whatever. You start guiding them down that path. You be that lighthouse out on that stormy sea that actually makes a difference in this world. You think that you're just one person and that you don't have no power? By God, I'm telling you, you're wrong. Your words have the power to quite literally lift somebody's spirit up to the highest reaches of heaven or down to the lowest, greatest, darkest abyss in all history of time. That's how powerful you are. And if you realize that, and if you understand that, and you take that and you exercise that, you wield that sword with responsibility, and you go out into your community and you uplift the spirits in that community, you say, I know everything outside of this town is bad, but we're going to fix our town and we're going to make our own personal utopia right here. You make it in your homes, you make it in your villages, you make it in your towns, you do whatever it takes. Because if what they're telling us is true, if what the conspiracies are saying is right, and if hard times and martial law and wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and every bit of information that's been bombarded to us from our friends, from our neighbors, from alternative media to mainstream media, from government entities, if what they're saying is true, we're in for some hard times. And the only ones that have the power to resolve it and utilize all the solutions and all the gifts that was given to us by, I believe, our glorious Creator. This wonderful, amazing world that we live in with vast amounts of resources. No one should go hungry. No one should go homeless. No one should be sick. And those folks that are telling you that the world is overpopulated, they're not involved, they're not volunteering their lives and their families' lives, they're volunteering yours. They're volunteering it via war, they're volunteering it via vaccines, they're volunteering through the back door, they're volunteering everything that is bad that they don't want on themselves, that they're telling you they're trying to save you and the world and the children. They're volunteering it on you. It's time that you take your life and your true power in your hand and you do what it is, and you walk that path of faith of your own personal belief, and you show the glory of your Creator. You show the glory of your God, and you show the glory of yourself. You be that light that makes the difference from today into tomorrow. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
And that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so telling about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would
realize... Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of bookwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we've given rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off to bat in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.